Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite.
You wish.
This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Ross. Yeah,
Mariah. We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hello. I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, and employed with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Rizak. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today happens to be Monday. TGIM, everyone, another great broadcasting week is starting for us. I am not going to be alone tonight. We do have Christina joining us here in just a minute. We do have a guest today where we're going to reattempt to have Joanna back here. Last Monday, Blog Talk Radio was down. So we postponed everything for today. So if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So with that, let's bring Christina in here.
Thank you, Proof. And thanks to all the Proofers for supporting us this evening. And I'm looking forward to meeting Dr. Joanna.
Okay, sounds great. So what are you working on tonight? Joanna should be with us in a few minutes, actually.
This Amos Miller thing is, you know, is getting pretty ridiculous. And I was listening to, I think his channel is, let me find it here. You're not, it's YANASA TV. But anyway, you know, he's, a lot of these, them are talking about how this case is really going to set the mode for how things are done. But he said basically what's taking place isn't really any different from what the government did to the Native Americans. So, you know, right now they're using Amos Miller because he's one of the larger, I think, producers of, you know, raw milk and fresh farm, you know, animals and so forth, and meat and everything he sells is, you know, from a small farm. And I guess he's a PMA or whatever, a private, you know, member association, or I'm not sure if that's the one he is, but it, you know, they have been after him for so long. And Barnes was saying that recently they just ordered him to, like, he's supposed to go out and destroy, like, everything, all of his milk. You know, we can't sell it anymore. He said he doesn't even know. He said that the ruling was so, like, I guess, I don't know, vague is the right word, to where he doesn't even know that they're saying it's okay for him to even keep it and drink it himself. You know? It's just that play. They're wanting to get rid of farmers. And
of course. Because if they
people
can control
the
food, then they can control us.
Absolutely. So people really have to start paying attention and just supporting, you know, everybody but these freaking chain stores. I mean, we got to go back to small farms. I mean, that's what we were. That's what this country was. That's how we started, you know? So it's, I don't know that people understand how crucial this is, but very scary. And then also, I've just been, I'm completely amazed at, you know, what they're calling the new disease is.
What are they calling it other than disease X?
Well, no, they're saying the new disease is the white blood clots. So I mean, it is crazy. I have watched so many videos on this now. nobody out there can tell me that it's not real. You know, there's too much evidence right now. And it is, oh, it's scary because, you know, one part of me hates to even talk about it because the people that were forced to take these shots, you know, this isn't going to set well with them. But one of the, there was a new one I listened to today, and it was an anonymous person because what happened is wherever they're, this procedure that they do, it's a procedure in which they go into the arteries and the veins and they literally vacuum out clots.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy said that he's like part of the 1-2% of the medical personnel that did not take the shots. So he said, you know, I'm already in grave danger of losing my job. I have been because I refused. I decided not to take the shot. You know, he said a lot of my colleagues were taking it, and he said, I saw what was happening to them. You know, they were having headaches. They were having tingling in their hands. You know, they were having all these very strange side effects. So he talked to his family, and he decided not to get it. And he said, obviously, the hospital was on him saying, you know, you have to take this. And he stood his ground, and he said no. And they haven't fired him yet because his role in this procedure was very critical. You know, it's obviously you can imagine that somebody going in with a device into arteries and veins to pull out something. You don't want just anybody doing that, especially somebody without experience. So, but he said, here I am, I'm doing this. He said, we have to respond within 30 minutes. When we get a call that someone like can't breathe or whatever, and that they know it's a clogged artery, he said, we have to respond within like 30 minutes. We have to get to them. And so he said, I started doing this, and he said, you know, the things I was pulling out, and he said, the ages is what started getting to him. He said, when I started seeing young people, and he said, even physicians, he said, when we're in there doing the procedure, he said, you have a heart surgeon in there. And he said, when we would pull these things out, the heart surgeons that hadn't seen him before would be like, what is this? You know, they were like scared. They're like, what is this? You know, they were truly shocked. And so they are pulling out these white fibrous, they said they're like, the texture is like a rubber band. And they said they're calling them, they said they're like a cast. So basically they said they're like filling the arteries and the veins. It's not just in the veins, it's in the arteries. And they said normally you don't find clots in arteries. So they said, you know, they're filling the artery or the veins, and then it's going into the little veins that like lead off of them. It fills them up too. So when you go and watch some of these videos and look at what they're pulling out, it's just mind-blowing. And, you know, they're studying them, they're trying to figure it out, yet they have the one, you know, the FDA and the CDC still refuse to hand over the documents, they refuse to look into it. And, you know, these pathologists, they're like, I think we spoke about this before. They're all saying, you know, they're all seeing the same thing. And they've never seen these before 2020. So, and I think 2021 is when they really started showing up. And this guy said, they asked him the percentage of people that have these clots. They said, what percentage have had the gene therapies? And he said, He said, okay, I'm not just throwing this number out there. He said, but when I have to do these procedures, he said, I see these people's records. He said, I have to look at everything. And he said, so I know whether or not, I know if they've had one, I know if they've had eight. You know, he has the information there. And he said 99% are pulled out of people who have had the gene therapies. So obviously, obviously there, you know, there's a huge correlation there. So it just, it's scary. So, you know, these guys, this one guy doing the research, he's military, but he can't get to see, he can't get anybody to do any research. So you have these companies that have developed this experimental, you know, shot, and they refuse to look into these serious symptoms and side effects that are killing people. I mean, it's just ridiculous. If there's anyone out there that can't see through this right now, they just don't want to see it. I mean, they just refuse. So it's we've got so much that's going to be coming out this next year, I have a feeling. And I hope they can find a way to, but I mean, when you see what's happening, it's like, how on earth, how would you fix it, you know? So that's what these doctors, they're just all puzzled because they can't figure out, you know, they're studying it. They're studying the cells of it. They're trying to figure out what it is, how it's forming. You know, they thought that it was just like post, you know, post-mortem, they thought is, that maybe that's what all of them were, you know, that they were developing after the person has passed. But they said, no, you know, this guy is pulling them out of living people that are alive. So, you know, fortunately, he is able to save some people's lives, getting them out while they still, you know, have stopped breathing or whatever, but aren't dead yet. So it just, it's maddening, so maddening. Okay, that's for sure. But hopefully we're not going to hear any crashes tonight. It's so windy where I am. I'm waiting for a tree to fall in my house.
See, I'm looking at a crash, but that's the opposite of a crash, I guess. I looked at my Bitcoin stuff right before the show, and Bitcoin is up about maybe 5,000-6,000 a Bitcoin today.
I heard it was doing great. So that's good news.
Right.
I guess I need to check mine. I kind of just leave it alone. Oh, very little. I just, you know, I played with it. I just put like $100 in it a long time ago just to kind of fool with it and see, you know, what happened. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll turn into a lot more.
So we do have our, if you're into Bitcoin, we do have one of our affiliate programs called Lolly. If you sign up.
Lolly?
Yeah.
What? How do you spell that?
I'll give you a link. So
oh, okay,
you get cash back. You get cash back for making purchases. For example, one of our grocery stores here, Albertsons, you get 3% cash back with this Lolly app.
Oh, nice.
In Bitcoin, and then if you do other purchases, then you get percent back in Bitcoin, and then you can put in your Bitcoin wallet or whatever you need to do. If you sign
okay.
up using my referral code, we both get $5 in Bitcoin.
Okay. I will do it.
I figure anybody that likes Bitcoin, you can get free, so why not take advantage of it? I shouldn't even have to sell anybody on it. It's just free Bitcoin. Use it.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
So let's bring on a – well, where are you? Joanna, you said you were calling in right now. If you're on, go ahead and press lucky number one, and I will I'll bring you in because I only see – I only see one number, and it's not the one that you gave me. So if you can just press one, and I'll give her a minute here because I see a certain phone number. I'm trying to get her attention here, so just bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, so, all right, so let's go ahead and bring on someone that is a is one of the OGs here at Freedomizer. She was with us many years ago and is now coming back home after, wow, I don't know how many years it has or how many years it's been. But anyway, one of our more popular hosts of all time, we do have Joanna joining us here. So let's bring in Joanna. I didn't, I thought I pressed, but I must not have pressed hard enough. Okay, here's Joanna. Joanna, that's you.
Yes. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Yes. Yay!
Oh.
Oh, my God, it's so wonderful to be here again. It's been years. Holy crap, Freedomizer Radio.
Right, exactly.
How are you? This is so freaking amazing.
I'm just glad you randomly
I'm
thought
really
of
happy
us
to be
a couple
back,
weeks
guys.
Ago, so thank you for that.
No, definitely. I mean, I just finally got settled in another place in the same city and everything, and I was thinking, you know, I need to get back on the show again. I haven't been able to, you know, I got so busy with work for the past 2 years. Things have kind of slowed down a bit, and then I just started focusing on trading because that's what I do now full time. I'm a crypto trader now, so... But, and then I just thought about it, and my husband's like, whatever happened to that radio show you're on? I'm like, oh, my God, no kidding. And I was thinking about you guys, and I'm like, I got to get back on. What the hell?
I just assumed I was still,
a lot
I was
more
still going
than I
after
did before.
16 years. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I saw you pop up on Podbean a lot because I was on Podbean as well, and I thought, oh, Freedomizer's on there too. That's pretty cool, you know? And, I went through a lot, though. I'm sure a lot of us went through a lot. But I'm very, very happy to be here. I'm very happy to be back. I'm Dr. Joanna Wells. So I am so grateful to be here. I started with you guys, I think, 2010, I think. A long time ago.
2011, one of them, yeah.
Around that time.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You changed it
been forever. Yeah, I've changed a lot. I mean, I've been through a lot. We used to travel all over the world, all over the place for a while. But then after COVID, we just put a stop to that, and we decided to just hunker down in Mexico and stick around. And things just got really freaky for me. And I thought, you know, I don't know about this anymore. You know, things are a little too weird. And so my mother died. She passed away. She got the shot twice. She was in a home.
Oh.
And she was on pharmaceuticals as well because she had a mental illness as well. So it wasn't just the shots. It was the pharmaceuticals as well. And but that really was the icing on the cake. Horrible. And, you know, stories about other people dying from COVID or the COVID vaccine and just a bunch of shit happening. And it was a freaky time, you know, freaky time. And all I can think about was hunkering down.
Well, Christina, at this time last year is when I left for a little while because I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What were you in the hospital for?
I ended up getting a weird reaction to a food, and I ended up getting holes in my feet, and my knee had a really huge one. and I was told by every doctor and everyone that I talked to that said I was going to lose at least one leg and maybe two.
What? That's like gangrene or something like that.
I had a stage
That's
four
terrible.
Bone infection on top of that.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you better?
I'm about 99% better. I need to get a surgery because it's not a big deal. It just looks ugly, but yeah, one of the spots has some scar tissue. It just has to be cleared out. It's not that serious.
Oh goodness.
But
I'm so glad you're okay.
I learned that I can heal myself, so I'm happy about that. When we discussed my journey at length here. So I was in the hospital for a week, and what I did was I studied what herbs I can use to speed up my recovery. And my blood sugar was off the charts because of my issue. And so, as it turned out, I never had two straight tests of over the 6.5 for diabetes. So I never officially was diagnosed with diabetes. So I had to get my blood sugar down, which could have been from the infection that I had, and. I just worked at it, and I'm a very holistic type person, if you didn't know, Joanna.
Yeah, that's really good to know that. I mean, it's best to be holistic, you know, instead of being hooked on pharmaceuticals. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you're better.
No, I brought my laptop in
goodness
with me
gracious.
At the hospital, and I just spent – because I was there for eight or nine days, and I just spent every waking minute trying to figure out a game plan on how I can beat this, and I did. Everybody was shocked that I
did
this.
Wow, congratulations.
Even my wife didn't think I'd recover like this, so I made it.
Oh, congratulations. That's good to know. And, you know, it's also big having your computer there and having the herbs. It puts your mind in a different focus. You're not constantly thinking about your problem. You're like, okay, I got to do something else, you know? And that really does help. Just the power of thinking positively, like it's going to be fine. It's going to go away. I'll be right, you know? And the herbs and all the things that you've been doing along the way. I mean, that's how I am too. I'm like, hey, you know, I got to do something else. I'm a worker bunny. So I have to keeping my mind busy doing something, you know?
It's important.
Christina, you were here for what, a month with me, and then I went away and missed a couple weeks.
Hi. Yes. Yeah, I think so.
And Christina's like, what am I getting into here?
Yeah, it's funny because he and I have our different. We're both very holistic, but I know, like I'm more of a vegan fruit based person, and he's I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
You know, more of a. I know he likes his meat.
Yeah,
but
I probably know more about
too.
Fruit than you do. No,
yeah,
no insult on that, but I know my fruit.
Exactly. Yeah, no,
yeah.
And I've got some other stuff to talk about later about the, yeah, I found some interesting things going on.
I just wanted to mention really quick, guys, my husband is calling in as well. He's here with me right now because he's going to be my co-host. His name is Darren Wells. He's just going to call in to say hello. I got to go to the loo real quick. There he is.
Right. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm the slapstick side of the duo, of course. It was me who nicknamed us the Double D. So we've had a lot of giggles from that as well. And somebody says, double D's. How big are they? I said, it's quite huge. But, yeah. But,
so you're going to be joining us for the first time then next, when you're on Wednesdays and Sundays coming up, correct?
I believe so, yes. That's Proof Negative. It's a glad to hear you for the first time, my friend.
Right. Yeah, so Joanna was with us back in 2010 or 2011. I don't remember exactly, but she was with us way back when we
first
started.
Yeah, we were both there. Yeah, we were both there with you. Yes. That was brilliant. We quite enjoyed it. We took a break because we had so many projects that we had to take care of, but we're back. So I've been putting the flyers out there. The Double D's are back. Freedomizer Radio.
So how are you enjoying Mexico, though? Sounds like you enjoy Mexico a lot more than San Diego.
Me, personally?
Yes.
Well, I'm actually from North England. I'm what you call a Geordie. I'm from the northeast of UK.
Okay.
That's where I get my sense of humor from. But I do enjoy Mexico more than my own country, to answer your question, yes.
Oh, so you never lived in San Diego, then?
No, I've never lived in San Diego. I visited it.
Okay, so that was just Joanna that lived there at the time. See, this is the first time I've talked to you, I think, so I don't know where you got started.
Yeah. Obviously, she's a California girl. She's an American girl, West Coast girl. And myself, I'm northeastern England guy. So there's a bit of a difference there between us.
Okay, yeah. So how long have you been in the States?
Yeah.
Well, he's in Mexico.
Well, I haven't been in the States, but I've been in Mexico for about 10 years.
10 years, okay.
10 años, yeah.
10 años, 10 years.
So you guys so you're in Mexico currently. Okay. And and how is it down there?
Yeah, we've been together. We've been married for like 9 years.
Okay. I have a friend from Mexico.
Well,
he has,
to be honest,
still has a home down there, but he said that where they're at, he's in Cotija, I think, and it's near Jalisco.
Uh-huh.
And he said that it's still it's very dangerous as far as the cartel.
Down that side it is. Yeah, down that side it is. But where we're at, obviously you've got the Quintana Roo and you've got the Yucatan side where all the tourists hang out. I mean, you still have a little bit control on the Quintana Roo side, but where we're at, it's quite quiet.
Yeah, Yucatan, we're on the Yucatan part, and that's in near... Yeah, the Yucatan state is very peaceful and safe.
It's secure.
Very safe. But when you go to the Quintana Roo side, which is where Cancun is, that's dangerous.
Yeah, because where we're at on the highways, on the entrance to the city and past that point, there are military checkpoints.
Yeah, and we're not far from the, 15 minutes from Mayan pyramids.
Yeah.
we're surrounded
by pyramids and everything.
Oh,
we
wow.
ended up coming here. It's funny because my dad's Mexican. He's not from the Yucatan, but he's from Guadalajara, the Jalisco side. He grew up most from 12 years old up to in the States, so he's American all the way. And his kids decided to come here.
Yeah. He's lucky he grew up on the big boy side.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm a travel consultant, so I'm always concerned when I hear things about Mexico because it's so easy to get there, you know? And I'm just like, I guess Cancun
is
still safe.
Yeah, it is. Well, can I just say? Yeah, totally. Can I just say, though, even though on American media or any English-speaking country media, they obviously don't tell the truth to their people. They try to scare people that they're coming here because obviously it's a safe haven.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of Canadians running from Canada and they're all down here and my buddy's telling me all about them. He says, oh, we get so many Canadians coming down here.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
basically,
go ahead.
Go on. Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, basically, if you don't like your country, move. It's that simple.
Yeah, or take a break.
Or at least take a break. But I do understand that not everybody can do that. But in our shows, we're going to present solutions. That's the most important part.
Yeah, our show is called Beyond the Matrix.
Moving Beyond the Matrix. So we're basically the next level.
Yeah. And, you know, we love living in Mexico, and we've lived in Egypt for 2 months. We lived in Thailand for almost a year. We lived in Ecuador for about a month. I didn't really like it that much. We went to Peru on vacation for a month. Kids got to see a bunch of places, you know, because I wanted them to see other places, not just the little bubble of America.
Yeah.
And they actually fell in love with Egypt. A lot. They fell in love with Egypt.
Goodness.
My son's like, I'm going to move there someday. They saw the ugly side of it. They saw the, you know, the poor side, the nice side, the rich side. And he didn't care. He's like, I just love it. You know, just very cultured places to be. And I think that's what it is we have an issue where we think too much that we're identified with one place when we're really not. You know, we're actually Terrans of the land. Terrans of the world, if you want to call it, the whole realm of Gaia. We're Gaia's children. We should have the freedom to go wherever the hell we want to.
Yeah, basically we can move around because we're not trees. We're not stuck in the world. We're not stuck in the ground. We're not trees. You know?
Yeah, we're not trees. I like that one. Yeah. So, but we tend to come back to Mexico and you know, and it's been a pretty good place. It's very crypto friendly. And speaking of crypto, since Proof has been talking about crypto, Bitcoin is shooting for the moon. I'm very excited.
Oh yeah.
And I got good news for you guys because I've been investing in crypto for about 2 to 3 years.
Uh-huh.
I started back in 2016. And I didn't know what the heck it really was. I just gave it a try. I just bought one Bitcoin for $700, and it went up to like $6,000. And I'm like kicking myself in the head saying, damn, I could have bought more. I could have, would have, should have, would have, right?
Yeah.
So we ended up, we were in Canary Islands. We were just traveling. Then we ended up paying half of it, and we went to Egypt.
Yeah, we were going to Egypt, and then all of a sudden we thought, it's a long haul. So with our crypto, we actually bumped up from economy to business class, so we had a nice comfortable ride.
Wow,
insane! So it was great, but then it went down, and then it went, you know, and I'm like, oh, wait. See, I didn't understand the market at the time like I do now. Now I'm right. I know how to write it.
Yeah,
I know how to write
studying.
It. And I trade. I look at the graphs all day long. I look and I take profits. I'm really getting into it a lot more. And I was trained by a guy who, a friend of ours, who was actually a student of mine, because he was taking my courses to become a secured creditor and a, you know, for the Silver Bullet Trust that we offer as well, the foreign Silver Bullet Trust. He's been a student of ours for 3 years.
Yeah.
And he became a multimillionaire, a crypto multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And he taught me
a lot about it.
And because of that, I know a lot of shit. than I did.
See, I don't. Yeah.
So
I
the good news for you guys.
About it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to know
But the
know
good
more.
News, it's not too late. The more you want to put in, it's like just start buying dollar cost average. Don't care whether the price goes up and down. That's what I've been doing. You just buy in Bitcoin, dollar cost average.
Just buy
a little bit at a time, and just throughout time, whether it goes up and down. And then you buy into the altcoins, and the altcoins are like the little coins, like Shiba Inus, your Baby Doge, your Luna, your I got a bunch of stuff. I got to look at my thingy here.
Yeah, but at the same time, when you put in the small coins, that they're going to shoot up a few hundred bucks at a time.
Pepe, you can buy a shitload of Pepe now.
Pepe, yeah.
Pepe, you could put like $100. You probably got millions of them. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know. Wow.
Even though you missed, we missed the opportunity with Bitcoin, sure, but you have opportunities. I'm going to name the coins for you guys. Ready? Pepe.
Yeah.
Shiba. Anu and Bonk and Baby Doge and there's a lot others. There's another one called Cult Dow. Look into that. I bought into that a couple of years ago, and that's supposed to be going crazy. But all the altcoins, the season's going to start hitting, Just give it till fall, and you're going to start seeing them pop up like popcorn. It's going to blow your freaking mind. Yeah. Those are the coins that's going to buy you a nice house, buy you a nice freaking car. You know, Bitcoin will not make you rich, but the whole goal is to invest in Bitcoin because it's safe. Yes, it's safe.
But use the altcoins to boost it.
Yeah, use the altcoins. When the altcoins start to make a shitload of money, then you immediately you sell and you
transfer it
over to Bitcoin. You start building up on your Bitcoin. That's how the rich people, the billionaires, the crypto millionaires are doing it right now. That's how you do it. That's the focus. But right now, don't worry. But the beautiful thing for you guys I want to share with you is Bitcoin is going to hit, after the Bitcoin halving, which is going to hit in April, we got a little month and a half. And Bitcoin is just going to go beyond. It might go to an all-time high. It possibly like an 80,000, 90, maybe 100 grand by summer, figures. And
that's
then
more than the other time when it went to how
69.
69,000 it went to last time.
Oh, 69 is not even a problem. That's going to be in
nothing.
March, guys. In 69 grand is going to hit March. So don't worry about it going down to 20 grand. You got 2.5 years till October 25th. No, sorry, October 2025 to sell Bitcoin. I'm giving you guys the priceless information for you all. So, you know, you want to sell when it's really at a high, you sell it in USDT, we're stablecoin. And then when you hit the winter, and they said the winter month is when Bitcoin goes down to a very low, it could probably go down to 80 grand, you know, never to 20. But it could stay like that usually for 18 months or – they're saying that this winter could be up to 7 years. So that's what I'm saying. Take advantage of this time now.
Yeah.
This is the time for you guys to get wealthy. This is it.
And for the rest of the progression, as time goes on, I guess everybody's got to listen to our shows. So, because we'll be putting in live feeds from the cryptocurrency as it happens. And we'll be saying, oh, we've just done this. We've just done that. We're winning. Are you going to go short? Are you going to go?
Yeah. Well, I have a masterclass coming up on March 8th and 9th. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So you could find that information out on my web. It's another website. It's called soulcraftventures.com /classes.
Yeah, soulcraftventures.com
/classes. Yeah, soul, like S-O-U-L, craft, C-R-A-F-T, ventures, V-E-N-T-U-R-E-S. .com/classes, CLASSES, and yeah, and it's really cheap, really cheap for a 2-day thing. And I made it cheap because really I should be charging like over $1,000 or $2,000 for it, but I'm like, I charge it for so minimal because it's all about having fun. I make money as a trader.
Yeah, we make
really
our money in another way, so really we're just giving information.
I do it because I really want to help people to not throw their money away to scammers that'll say, hey, you know, let me take your money and I'll trade it for you. Or if you put this much money in, like $200, you're going to get you're going to get 1.4% every day and you get to withdraw every day. And we dealt with scams. We lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So,
one time we tried that and we lost $6,000.
Yeah. Oh, geez. We lost a lot of money in these scams.
Yeah.
And our guy friend, Worldly Traveler, the millionaire, the crypto millionaire, he lost $100,000.
Yeah.
So
it's
best to learn to trade yourself and invest yourself in your own crypto wallet. I'm going to share that information with you. Your own crypto wallet, your own hard wallet that is your Trezor wallet. You could put it in your drawer or in your safe off chain.
Yeah, we'll even teach you how to be careful. If you're a little bit dubious on gambling, I mean, you can just what we call hodl. In other words, when you buy it, you just keep it and it goes up and up and up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically. But we also teach you if you're wanting to say, like, say, if you bought $1,000, maybe try playing with a couple of $100. Yeah. See if you can get a couple more $100 out of that, or like anything better than what you stake with is a bonus. So you keep your profits, and then you just keep adding it up as you go along, little by little. You know, don't stake too much, don't risk too much,
yeah,
because it is volatile.
Yeah, what happened in 2021 in November, Bitcoin went to its all-time high at 69,000, and I could have sold, but because I still was a bit new, I didn't sell and expected, oh, it's just going to keep going. And I was one of the hodlers as well. I didn't really, sell, take profits along the way like I should have.
Yeah,
and I just didn't sell, and I lost my ass.
They went boom.
Yeah, I lost my ass, and then I was part of those lending platforms where you're like, oh, you get to borrow against your crypto, which is the worst thing I've ever done, because when the Bitcoin goes down, you lose that.
Yeah, you lose.
And I learned so much that I can share so much with you, thousands of dollars of information that will really protect you.
And this is all going to be added to the show, so don't worry.
Yeah. We're going to have so much fun together, guys.
That's good to know.
and I talk about a bunch of, we talk about a bunch of other stuff too, not just crypto. We talk about the paranormal. We talk about current events, what the hell's going on.
Solutions,
transformation. I'll throw in some tarot readings and stuff like that.
And the main part of Gods of Amenti, with this movement beyond the matrix, it's the ancient hidden knowledge that we've come across that we're spreading to everybody that needs to know this stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that's been hidden from everybody by the elite.
Mm-hmm.
So, Proof Negative, we're on your side, man.
Exactly.
We're with you.
All right, so Joanna, I just dipped a little bit into I exchanged $6 exactly of Ethereum to Bonk just to play with it.
Good for you! Congratulations!
Yeah.
Go for it.
That got me 445,304.643 shares of Bonk.
Good for you. Congratulations. That's how we like to do. We like to put just a little bit. Like I have maybe $500 in Bonk, and I put $500 in Pepe. I got millions. You can get millions of coins when you put a few hundred.
So you might
imagine if... just freaking have fun with that shit, man. you're going to love it this year, I promise you.
Oh,
just keep imagining it when it goes to a penny.
Listen to your show.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. We start next week. Next week will be better for me. I love to start as soon as Wednesday, but right now too much stuff going on. But next week, I'm completely all yours, guys.
Yeah.
We're all yours.
Awesome.
We've had a bunch of stuff we've had to take care of. I mean, we've just moved house again, and so we're taking care of some stuff there. But we're really glad to get back in.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, we do. And everybody else misses us, because as soon as I put the publications out saying we were coming back, everybody was excited, saying, "Wow, where you been, man?"
Yeah.
So I want to share my Joanna story with the both of you, because I never talked to you about this before. Joanna knows. So
okay.
Go for it.
We went to St. George, Utah once for a few days. And on the way home, we decided to go into one of the casinos in Mesquite, which is right outside of St. George, Utah. And they had if you had a player's card, you got the prime rib special for like half price. So I got a player's card and I put my email on there, proof@freedomizerradio.com. And the guy that took my card, and he says, "Oh my gosh, you're Proof Negative. I know you." I'm like, "Yeah, right. You just saw my email." And it's like, "No, you come on right after Joanna. Joanna's like the only show I listen to, and I never miss an episode." That was just the craziest thing to me.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Well, everybody that's listening to your show now is going to realize that we are coming back. The Double D's are returned to Freedom Analyzer Radio.
Well, you used to talk about like parental rights for dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I beat that's another thing. Thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. I beat child support. My most recent reward, if you will, or victory, I got my American passport back 2 years ago.
And a border crossing card.
And I got my border crossing card because my package actually worked. What happened was it wasn't just a secure creditor piece. It was actually having the foreign trust with it. And the foreign trust is what got me out of the jurisdiction as a slave, a debtor slave, and an executor of my own estate that I created, and it's a foreign trust. which we'll be talking more about as well. We call it the Silver Bullet Trust. But
yeah.
I kid you not, when it happened, the first thing I noticed was it was off my credit report as paid in green. Okay.
Yeah. I stopped receiving letters
in 2013. But then after that, I still was skeptical. I didn't know 100%. And then my credit rating, it totally went to green, like it was all paid. And this was like back in like before the COVID when I checked my credit report and it was like completely green. And then I'm like, okay, one more thing left. I need to get my passport back. Well, I actually had my American passport the whole time. It's just I needed to renew it, but I was afraid, like, oh, if I renew it, am I going to get it again? And sure shit, I got it. Nothing to worry about. It took years for me to figure it out. I had good teachers along the way, and that's what happened. And then I got into crypto, and I'm like, okay.
So just for the record, I would like to mention, because obviously, as well as the lovers, we do have haters. I'm sure you do as well. But just for the haters out there, that actually proves that she's not a felon, because she's been accused of being a felon. That's why she's not living in America no more. That's why people say she ran off to Mexico because she's a felon. Well, no. If she was a felon, they would not give her her passport or a border crossing card at all.
At all.
So there you have it.
Exactly. And I have proof of it on my website, which is securecreditor.com. And it's right on the front page. I show off my passport and I show off my border crossing card. I wanted to make sure I had double whammy, man. I was ready for that shit. I was so excited. So, yeah, it worked. It worked. And that's all that matters. And I helped the worldly traveler guy, the crypto millionaire guy. He ended up putting a stop to child support. And the whole thing is, we're not here to say stop paying child support. I mean, I don't want to be a bad example in that way. It was the fact that my ex-husband didn't need it. He did it just to make me suffer because he had a house paid for. He had his car paid for by his parents, mommy and daddy, and they were Freemasons. So he was doing it just to hurt me. And when I finally figured it out, the IRS was on my side, the government was on my side, and the rest was history. Let's put it that way.
So basically, if anybody out there has been boxed into a corner about this kind of thing, then this is for you. But
and
if
you're
just trying not to pay it, then
no,
don't bother.
I mean,
be responsible for your children.
Yeah, and I said, you know what? I don't mind paying, but I want to see my kids. If you don't let me see my kids, I'm not going to pay nothing. What's the point of that?
Right. Which is fair crack, right?
Right. And so I hired a lawyer. She failed, of course, because that's what they're for, to fail.
Yeah.
And I won, and that was the last of it. And then I saw my kids when they were older. My daughter flew to Cancun, hung out with us on a nice yacht. We took her out on a yacht when she was 18.
Yeah.
Bought her a nice ring. We had the most beautiful time. And my son came when he was 16. He couldn't handle my son.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we went through a lot of shit, a lot of hell. But I finally made it happen. I finally made it work. And the rest is history. And actually, I'm going to have a Silver Bullet Trust program in August. No, not August. Sorry, April.
April,
August.
Yeah, I was going to say before then.
April. But I'll be talking more about it to explain more about all that stuff on the shows, which is better, you know, to walk you through and if you're interested. And it helps people with major, like, seizures of your house, seizures of your things that you own, property. That's what the trust is for.
Yeah. Anything the government or specific corporations want to take away from you, this protects it. This actually stops them.
And it's not domestic, because domestic, it's in their jurisdiction. But if you have a foreign trust, it's outside their jurisdiction, and you don't have to leave your country at all. You just get a foreign address.
Yeah. So,
and we show you how to do all that. It's pretty freaking cool.
So not even a judge can pierce the international one.
So you can have a foreign trust living in the United States?
Yep.
Because
really, we're all foreign. I mean, when you think about it, that's what the enemy of the state clause is there, saying that all American citizens are enemy of the state. When you put yourself out of their jurisdiction, you move into foreign agent status. You become a foreign agent, basically, or diplomat in that way, in that respect. And the IRS is what issues this specific foreign EIN number. And that number takes you out of the jurisdiction, and you're not a sovereign. You're not like, I'm running away from the name. And no, you are a master of your own trust, because they put your name in a trust to benefit from themselves.
Yeah.
So your name is in a trust. Your name is in a corporation, and they take and take and take. But, you know, there's a lot of these secure party creditor movements, and the problem with these movements is they're all about dipping into the SESKV trust, which is based
and thinking
that they can get money out of the birth certificate bond and all this stuff. And I'm like, no, you create your own trust, and it's connected to the 98 EIN number, which is a foreign trust EIN number, and that is limitless credit, but it's only to help with discharging situations like against like court cases, judgments, serious stuff. But we tend to get people that are like, no, I don't want to pay for my credit card, and I don't want to pay for my bills. And I'm like, no, that's not what we do. It's for people that are really in trouble, and they're honorable people. Like, I am honorable. And I was in the middle of a lot of crap. The guy was going to take my passport from me. All this crap.
Yeah, so basically, if you're boxed in a corner by the government or a cooperative entity or some kind of company or whatever bullshit, then this is what you use. But if it's just to avoid paying bills, it's not going to work.
No. I say pay your bills.
This is for people that have need. If you want to, if you want to protect your house, you want to protect your car, if you have a boat or anything really, you can even protect your whole family.
Yeah.
Put them in the trust through the collateral section, you know. And even then,
You put it in
child support can't take your children because they're
CPS.
In a trust. CPS cannot take your kids away.
That's another huge factor.
Boom.
CPS stealing people's kids from them.
Yeah, that's huge.
And I had a student of mine who actually works for the law. She's like an undercover, not a cop, but she's part of this program to help children that are being kidnapped, being used for horrible purposes.
Yeah.
She was a student of mine, and she's like real underground, and she was so grateful for my course. You know, she's like, thank you so much. And we're saving lives every day. I mean, it was amazing that some of the people that come, some of the students, you know, that I have, like, wow. Doing justice stuff, you know.
I think I remember not so long back, somebody was wrongfully arrested and put in jail. And then I think their spouse put their name on their thing, and then they had to let them go.
Yeah, this was the secure creditor package alone. This was years ago. She had her husband on the UCC-1, and sure shit, she said it worked. I'm like, okay, that's good to hear. And one student actually got her dog back from biting another dog in Texas. And they were going to put him to sleep. And so she said, no, you are to bring me back to my property at once. And just with the UCC-1, the package, the secure creditor, the cops, she filmed it, and the cops returned her dog to her.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty awesome.
Because they know if they don't, they can be sued for billions.
And yeah, you can sue with the trust. And the whole thing I wanted to get back to the trust is, the thing is, you don't want to say that you own anything. This is how the Rockefellers do it, the Rothschilds. You want to put it in a trust. And it's more important, which is the foreign trust, because it pulls you out of the jurisdiction. This is exactly what they're doing. And, you know, you control everything, don't own everything. So you put everything in the trust name, and you don't pay any taxes. It's tax exempt, and there's no filing every year.
Oh, my God.
Guess what? That just reminded me. That just reminded me, right? Klaus Schwab told everybody, you will own nothing and be happy. This is the same thing. It's the same thing. You don't own it, but you control it.
And you'll be happy.
And you'll be happy because you've
right
got
way.
Everything.
The right way.
The right way. Yeah, the
yeah.
right way. This is not what they're telling you, but we are.
Okay.
Want to share a little bit about our story and our background and everything. And we're really happy to be back. And we look forward to starting as soon as next Sunday, if possible.
I mean, to be honest, yeah. I mean, I'll get a quick rundown on my side of things. I do quite miss doing the radio stuff, because obviously back in the past, I am actually classed as an international DJ for 25 years. I've done radio shows before, especially for children's radio in hospital. We have a radio lollipop in Newcastle, which I was part of, which I quite enjoyed actually. And all this other stuff, ever since the world has been expanding and all the bullshit's becoming to the top, it's all bubbling up. And I'm thinking, well, okay, this is where I get the ideas from, moving beyond the Matrix, and it's all this kind of stuff, and Gods of Amenti and what it stands for, and who we are and what we can do for people, and basically just going balls out.
Yeah.
So we're going to put our lives on the risk just to get stuff out there for people, because they need to know.
Yeah.
And the more, the merrier. The more people know about this stuff, stops the elite in their tracks. We have already won, by the way, people. We are just playing out the last chess moves. The elite know they're screwed, but they're going to play out their scenarios anyway just to make us suffer. But we've already won. Let that be known to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got so much information to back it all up. It's not just TSA. It's not just bullshit come from the top of my head. Like I say, in all the radio shows we'll be doing, we'll be saying this, that, and the other, and we'll be proving it. We'll be backing it up with statistics and whatever else, links we can add into the typing area on the website or whatever. Or we can direct you to certain places. It's there. It's happening. It's for real.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be throwing in some guided meditation, you know, to manifest things in your life and things that have worked for us. And yeah, I mean, really, it's we're very well-rounded people. You can tell we're into a lot of things.
Oh yeah.
You know, just helping you all out to be best versions of yourself, live in freedom. You know, and crypto really helps with that as well. With a little bit of money that you may have, you could really, it can really go a long way as well. But yeah, that's pretty much it for us right now.
Yeah. The best part about being good with crypto is you have enough money to just chill for a bit. And that time you can use to either write a book or do some more research for your next adventure.
Yeah.
This is what we did.
Yep, that's what we did.
Yeah. So,
One of my personal goals is to stop working the day job and actually be able to travel and do speaking engagements and just work for my nonprofit and do the radio show. That's what I really want to do. I just haven't gotten there.
Yeah, stop working for the man. Work for yourself.
Oh, you'll get there with crypto. Trust me. So thank you. And I'll be happy to help you all out on what coins to get. I'll be talking a lot about it. Like, okay, guys, it's time to start buying up some of this and that and this and that and watch it go, and I'll tell you when to sell, when's a good time to sell. You know, this is the year you can make this happen.
Yeah,
when we
do the shows, we're watching the charts actually live when we give this information.
Yeah, I'm always looking at my phone. I'm looking at it right now, like checking it out. But yeah, I live and breathe it now. And, you know, the whole point is to get as many people to be financially happy, financially free, and in the six figures, high six figures, or millionaire mark, which is very easy.
Yeah.
Millionaire mark is not hard when you're buying up the altcoins and knowing exactly when to buy, when to sell. And
didn't take our friend that long, neither, did
no,
it?
No, it didn't. And it, you know, we made a lot and we lost a lot, and we're gonna help you prevent from making any mistakes. Because that's what you don't want to get involved in, these pump and dump schemes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're going to tell you all the shit we went through so you can avoid it.
Exactly.
And
then obviously,
that's exciting. I just purchased Tony Robbins' latest book on investing. So I just closed a business. I had to. I had a storefront. So
wow.
I opened a year before COVID hit. And had I known COVID was going to hit, I would have never done it. You know? So I survived until about a month ago, and I was just like, I gotta stop. So the overhead was killing me. And just, you know, it's not the same. So anyway, but yeah, I'm excited now to know somebody that is not going to be, you know, just throwing BS out there, that I can actually listen to and learn. So
yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty clued up because we follow people like Tony Robbins as well. And also
Robert Kiyosaki.
Like definitely.
Yes, I like
Dad
Robert,
for Dad.
Yes.
We got a lot of information with him. We even we first started following Bob Proctor, God rest his soul.
Oh, I love him too.
What about the Dollar Vigilante?
You know, all the great Jack Canfield.
Yeah, I love Dollar Vigilante.
Yeah,
okay.
As well.
He lives in Mexico as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love his cute little chihuahua.
Yeah.
Tacos.
Tacos and kisses.
Isn't he up near Acapulco, though? I think he's near Acapulco.
Yeah, he's
just
in the Acapulco area.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he's down the road.
Yeah.
Which isn't the greatest.
He's down the road. Yeah, he is so funny, man. He's awesome. He left Canada, too. He says, the hell with that. And they got a freaking dictator in that country, man.
Yeah. He does all the trading and stuff as well. So
yeah,
that's how he made his big bucks.
Bitcoin is how he made his big bucks.
Bitcoin, Monero, what else he used?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pirate
Monero,
chain.
Pirate chain and all that stuff. So it's good to get into it now because, obviously, when the system does collapse, there's going to be no more money. So it's all gone digital, so it's best to learn the digital.
Yeah, they're moving into CBDC
now.
They're moving into CBDC. I have clients from the Netherlands that it's some scary stuff. Hold on. I got clients from the Netherlands, very, very scary, that they haven't seen cash in over a year because everything has been digital, and the ATMs try to make it so difficult just for them to pull any money out. So they told me that they've been just invested in silver and gold for a while before they did that. And I helped them get the trust set up, everything, you know, to help protect everything. And they told me that's what is happening. That's totally normal in the Netherlands right now, where you cannot have your cash. If you try to move your money over somewhere, they want to ask you a million questions, where it goes, why, who is the person you're paying, all this stuff. Ridiculous. Like, and they said this is what's happening. So they said, you know, invest in silver, invest in gold, which are great tangibles, and you know, Bitcoin is my big thing. We have some silver laying around, of course, in case, but I say Bitcoin because once you have a lot of Bitcoin, you'll be able to buy a lot of silver and a lot of gold if you want.
Well, you know, that was my question, because that's what I had is a jewelry business. I was a boutique jewelry business, but I also bought gold and silver from people, and I that's what kept me alive. I was buying gold and I was melting it, because you know I just wasn't having enough retail sales during COVID. People were broke, so a lot of people were selling the gold. You know, they had to. But so is there a way that I could set up on my website to where people could buy jewelry with crypto?
Of course you can. I'm sure. I mean, it depends. I mean, you can set up a wallet. You can have them pay you your wallet. I mean, most of my clients, they pay me in crypto. It's really funny.
Yeah.
That's why I got a lot of crypto, because clients have paid me so much crypto. I have more crypto than fiat. It's ridiculous. Like, what the hell? And
it was funny because one guy turned around and says, I don't have much money in the bank, but I've got a shitload of crypto. Can I pay that way? bring it on.
Please, bring me some Bitcoin or XRP or whatever you got. So, they pay us in crypto, and that they could do the same things for you. And a lot of people are accepting Bitcoin right now. A lot of people, even Guatemalans, people in Guatemala, they're because the fees are so expensive in using check cards and, you know, debit cards, it's ridiculous, and they barely make any money. So they say, hey, let's trade Bitcoin.
There was
crazy.
Remember when there was that billionaire in here in Mexico.
The Mexican billionaire.
Yeah, the Mexican billionaire who was actually fighting the constabulary, the government, to use crypto in certain areas. He's already won for certain restaurants. The certain restaurants here in Mexico now accept Bitcoin.
Wow.
And there's certain other places that accept Bitcoin direct for payments. It's changing around the world.
It's easy here. Mexico is really big, because I know Proof was asking if it was big in Mexico. It's really big. We have our Bitcoin crypto card, debit card. I can move my money into the bank anytime I want, pay the rent, whatever. Everything's crypto.
I'll pay for your groceries.
Pay for groceries, whatever the heck. You want to go travel, I mean, you can use your Visa crypto card for that. And, I mean, heck, we were even thinking about checking out El Salvador. They're all, look at the presidents, all, it's all based on Bitcoin.
Yeah, they stopped using money altogether over
there. Yeah. Bitcoin,
oh,
all the way.
El Salvador.
Coffee.
He's, their leader's great.
Yep.
Oh, my God, I love him.
Yeah. He's awesome. Only an hour away, I think, an hour, couple hours away, flight. Definitely want to go check him out. But.
Yeah, we'll scrape up the Bitcoin and probably hire a private jet to go down there.
Yeah. Yeah, when it goes, Bitcoin goes parabolic, and that's going to be by the end of the year. Oh, by the way, by the end of the year, Bitcoin is supposed to go parabolic. It's going to go to six figures, and it can go anywhere from 100 to 400,000. 400,000 early next year, definitely.
Get into it now, folks.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And I'll tell you what it is. It's better than the 0.1% in thing you get from your bank.
Oh,
yeah.
A lot more.
So, yeah, that's the main thing. I mean, the world's changing. Basically, we're keeping up with the traits, and we're passing it on to everybody else. That's what Moving Beyond the Matrix is all about.
Yep.
So it's going to be a powerful show. I mean, I'm sure you guys will be listening to it all the time, and we're going to keep everybody on the edge of their seats. I nearly got my tongue in a twist. But yeah, basically, I mean, that's what it's all about. It's hidden knowledge that we have attained through various ways. So when you put this to practice, it's going to show that we're not full of it.
Yeah.
You know? But you have to try it out. You have to do something. You're the one that has to act towards it. And if you don't act towards it, you're the one that loses out. We did our job by passing on the information, and now it's up to you to do something about it, kind of thing. So that's moving beyond the matrix. You're moving beyond the system of bullshit, basically. That's what God's Almighty stands for, because what that is, we are gods of the illusion. We master the illusion. We understand the illusion. We understand the system of things. We understand what they're doing. We understand this, that, and the other. Now what do? Here's the solution. Here's the offers we can offer. You can take this path. You can take that path. You can try this. You can try that. It's all open, going to be thrown out on the table for everybody.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I'm looking forward to having you again.
Yeah.
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 So we'll
look forward to coming back.
Write down when you said your shows are going to be and everything. So, but I'll get to, that will be all on your website, though. Correct. All that information on your website.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Good, good, good.
Yeah, that will be up there pretty soon. We'll be on Sunday evenings and Wednesday evenings.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it's like one of them is in the afternoon, one of them is in the evening.
Or something like that, yeah.
Okay.
You have to find out on there.
So,
so
Joanna will be on Wednesdays right before the Proof Negative show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep.
And then on, Sundays
you
as well.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Sunday evening. I'm very excited.
Wow. You know what that means, don't you, Poof? You're going to have something really good to follow what we've done.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully I'll be able to learn a little bit so that I can – I know a decent amount of crypto about crypto, but I'm not a subject matter expert, I guess.
Yeah, I think once we start diving into the radio show more, the shows, you're going to learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what book to get, to read, a book that can actually help you, how to read the chart, what patterns to look for. And it does take time to understand the patterns. It has taken me a while, but once you start to get the gist of it, it becomes very easy and it becomes a lot of fun. It's just you're constantly practicing. You're like, oh, what is this? Is this making a symmetrical triangle? Is it making a bear flag? Is it making a bear or a bull flag
or a teacup,
like a cup handle or a head and shoulders or whatever the hell. You start to understand. And then reading the green candles, what it looks like, and then it becomes really, really fun. And then we learned a lot by just watching the crypto traders, you know, explaining the graphs, and you know when the next one's going to be, when to short, when to long.
Yeah. We even bought courses on it.
Oh yeah, I mean we went all the way, and I learned a lot. So it's been, you know, you just kind of. It takes time, but what it is we pretty much put everything together in a quickie, you know, like to the point. Like I'm always to the point, whether it's about the secure creditor thing, helping people with unlawful stuff. I always get to the point. I don't like to talk about philosophy too much when it comes to that because people come to you because they want techniques. They want to know what to do.
They're
done wasting thousands of dollars. Yeah, they want success. Yeah. They're tired of wasting thousands of dollars to all these teachers that, like Winston Shroud, that teaches them a bunch of philosophy and then going nowhere.
I mean, unless
unless it's good, but
unless they want to learn about the history of things, then we'll throw it at them.
Well, that's fine. We love the history thing.
Until then, we get to the point.
And the thing, the cool thing about being a crypto trader as well is I have a thing with history, and then with crypto. With the charts, we always go back to history to find out how Bitcoin did back then. How's it going to play out now?
Yeah.
So the same thing is the same thing with crypto charts. You go back in history as well. What happened back in 1900s? What happened back in the 1800s? What happened back during the time of Hypatia? Let's go back to Hypatia when the Dark Ages hit, when, you know, Christianity took over, but it was a dark Christianity. It wasn't the real Christianity. Where it all started. We go back in time to know. We go back in time to understand the pandemic. You know, what happened with COVID? Okay, let's go back in time. What happened in 1912? What happened during the time when the Titanic sank? After Jekyll Island, when the criminal, you know, Rothschilds, whoever the heck you want to call them, echelons met at the Jekyll Island plan the Federal Reserve and all this stuff, you have to go back in time. Is it very similar to this time, 2020? What happened? The Spanish flu hit.
Yeah.
Hitler came about and all this stuff happened. So what's happening now this time?
Yeah, so you've got to think of the history because, believe it or not, just a quickie in this one. People think COVID is new. No, it was actually patented in 1950.
Right.
So they were playing with that kind of stuff back then.
Yeah.
And it's all been planned, and it took them, 50 years, 60, 70 years to pull it out of the bag and say, look, this is what we're going to do. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they pull out of the bag and throw on your ass, it's 50 years old at least. They've had this stuff. They've known this stuff. They've planned this stuff.
You guys must know Dr. David Martin or follow him. No?
That sounds familiar.
You've never heard of Dr. David Martin?
No. No.
No, I don't believe so.
I heard about one guy, but he looked like he passed away recently. He looked like he was a black gentleman. And I cried when he died. They inoculated him with several, he said that they inoculated him with several shots, injections when they had him on CNN. I got to remember his name. He was such a sweet, loving guy. And he's from North Carolina area. And he was really speaking the truth with Bruce Lipton about the COVID, about all of this. And that guy, what was his name? The guy that wears a nice tuxedo, the nice stripe, I like suit. Damn, in England.
London Real.
Yeah, London Real. He interviewed him.
Interviewed
him. I forgot, but he was such a sweet guy. He was out there helping people, and they found a way to, they tricked him into going to CNN, and then he said that they inoculated him, and he was about to die, and he freaking passed away. Some bullshit.
Jeez. Yeah,
and,
Dr. David
LeBeau,
Martin was
Rena
on
LeBeau,
London Real, too.
Oh, I think if I see his video, I'll probably, be familiar with it because I'm sometimes not really good with names.
Okay. I'm going to send this to your messenger. I'll send you his link. So you just to see if I know you're going to know him. Because, yeah, he's the one that has been on Fauci's butt since he was in there. So, he talks about this. And he talks about how the insurance companies are behind everything. So it's very interesting.
Of course. It's sickening. It's sickening. And with the whole Biden administration, are you kidding me? It's like they
–
all this stuff going on. We can talk forever, girl.
Absolutely.
I tell you.
Yep. So imagine every time someone dies, the government cashes in a couple of billions worth of bond.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Death bonds. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's your bond.
Absolutely.
It's gone. You can't claim it because you're dead.
Yeah, they need to make that money.
Hmm.
Yeah, I had somebody recruiting
that's why
me to sell life insurance, and I said, I can't do it. I said, I can't do it because I know the history of it. I said, no. I said, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that life insurance?
Yeah, it's unethical, the life insurance. They do it deliberately.
There is a part of the life insurance that you can actually use. You don't use it for the death benefits. Obviously, that is part of it, but there is a system inside the life insurance that you can actually use while you're living. What you do is I forgot what it is, but I'll look into it, and I'll mention it in our shows later on.
I think she knows.
Yeah, how the system works.
Yeah.
You can save up, and you can draw down from your life insurance. So there's ways of doing that. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but there's another way of making money.
It's such a mess that there's so much programming out there, and that so many have fallen for it. I mean, especially over the past 3 years. I mean, they just still, they still see this stuff about Trump as, a lot of them are still believe. They believe that he is a criminal, and I'm like, guys, come on.
I don't want to be the one to pull stuff apart here, but trust me, he's one of them. He's a puppet. Left wing, right wing, all same bird. It's a facade to make you believe, to make you follow. To make you be, we'll believe, we'll follow, and it keeps you in the control system.
And we'll get a guy that we'll interview that knows all about that.
And we've got a guy that we're going to interview live that knows all about this stuff.
Well, what do you guys think about Kennedy? Robert F., what do you think about Kennedy Jr.? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., what do you think of him?
I've followed him for
years.
I don't get the whole story yet. But,
okay.
I can quite imagine. I haven't followed him for long, but from what I understand and from what I've been learning, with him, he's trying to throw something out there, right? It's always to do with his you've got the thing that happened with his father, right?
Right.
There's a lot of people on the fence about what happened to his father. Was it the CIA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course it was. We know that.
Yeah, right.
But why is he throwing things out now? That's going to make him a target.
Well,
why is he bringing all this stuff up now?
To save us. Yeah. You know, he said it's so bad now. He said, what's going on? He said it's gotten so out of hand. He said, I felt like I had to step in to try and bring the country back. You know, he said, I want to bring our soldiers home. I want to protect our borders get the pharmaceutical ads off the TV,
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what they want you to believe. That's what they want you to think. That's what they want you to attack on.
And he will do it for a little bit.
And he will do it for a little bit.
If he gets if then.
They'll get you into that way of thinking for a bit.
Well,
and
yeah.
They'll change everything.
They always change.
It's part of the plan. They do this to make them think that, oh, the people have hope of winning.
All we have to do is go back in time. This is one gentleman who's actually, he came to me. He's known as Angelic Humanity.
Hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard of him, but he's got some amazing documentaries that will blow your freaking mind.
Yeah.
And he goes all the way back to the Bolsheviks in Russia, what happened to the Russians, which is not really talked about back in the time of the, I think it was like 1900s. Before the war, the Jewish war, or the Nazi war, whatever.
Nazi war.
65 million Russians were murdered by the Bolsheviks, and they are of a Jewish type of sect, but they're fanatics. They're not really Jewish. You know, when I say Jewish, I don't mean everybody, because even the Jewish people, like in Israel, or like the rabbis there, they're not for...
Yeah.
Killing, they're for God.
They're against this group.
And they believe in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, you know, hello. So not all Jewish people are like that, and I have good friends that are Jewish. But these people are fanatics, and they are known, they murdered the Tsar family, They were a beautiful Christian-Russian family. They were the last Christian-Russian family that really lived in Russia. They were murdered, cold-blooded. Beautiful daughters, young girls,
children,
and
point blank.
And it was for, believe it or not, it wasn't because just the Bolsheviks, because they were a-holes. No, it wasn't that. They were ordered to by the cousin of Nicholas Tsar, and he was a king. I don't know his name, I forgot, but he asked Nathan Rothschild.
Mm-hmm.
To do it. And Nathan Rothschild said, yes, not a problem. So he hired the Bolsheviks to murder, to not only murder the people, the czars, they mutilated 65 million Russians. And they don't talk about this. They brought them into ruin and famine. And it's really funny how now they're talking. Here's a Tucker Carlson talking about, oh yeah, Russia, and talking to Putin and everything.
Putin,
and I asked him, I go, who is Tucker Carlson? He goes, Tucker Carlson is a disinformant agent.
Yeah.
And
just when you thought these people were bringing you the real truth.
And they're trying to get all the Americans to go to Russia. Ooh, Russia, come to Russia. Nothing. Russia's a bad place. I'm sure it's absolutely beautiful. I want to go visit it, by the way. I love to go see it. Heck yeah. Moscow. But to really push that agenda. After knowing about the Bolsheviks and all these people starving and freezing, you know, and dying and no food at all and being completely tortured. And then shortly after, here comes the Hitler thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we find out that that was funded too by the Bolsheviks.
Yep.
That Hitler was also, he was of a Jewish background, and he used the whole Jewish thing to target the Jews, but really to get them to run to Palestine so they can create their center. Their superpower, which is now Israel. And look what's happening right now. Israel's killing the shit out of Palestine. But the people aren't doing it. It's the Zionist Israelis, like the Bolsheviks, that are doing it. They are not even real Jewish.
See, so while everybody's arguing, if the world's flat around, we're doing the real research.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So I found it to be very interesting. And the reason why I bring this up, because he said, the guy that I spoke with said that that's not, that everything that's that happened in Russia is coming to America. And they put a stop to diesel. They're trying to put a stop to diesel, which that's what they did with the Russians. They put a stop to diesel. You know what? We're going to put a stop to diesel. We're going to put a stop to gas, oil, and then you're going to freeze your asses off.
And then what happens?
Yeah.
You starve because the trucks can't get in with the food chain.
And they weaken the Russians so they can't fight back.
Yeah.
Very smart strategy.
Ka-ching.
So
big plan, huh?
They're going to do. They're going to try to do the same thing, and people have to wake up. They cannot. Anything on the media, I don't give a shit. Anything on that media is not 100%. You have to be, you got to really dissect that. And
if you have a TV at home, people, if you're listening, Do what Elvis Presley did.
Shoot it.
Shoot it. It's a load of shit. We got a big ass TV, but we only use it to, for like a secondary monitor or just to entertain
YouTube.
Ourselves. We YouTube stuff or whatever,
or
research.
Rumble.
Or
Rumble.
Rumble. Rumble's really good for
yeah, it is.
Picking
it
up
is.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to do more Rumble as much as I can now instead of YouTube. Because
yeah, because YouTube keeps screwing us
over. They shadow banned me, and they also took my channel down. In 2018, they shut my channel down. I had 125,000 subscribers,
yeah,
and they shut me down.
They sent her a silver button and then give her a finger.
You know, how do they get away with
what
that?
The fuck
how
is that
do
about?
They take? Because you earn money on YouTube when you get so many followers, and they just cut it off. It's like they just took money from you. And they've done it
to
so many people.
Yeah, this is complete fascism.
Oh.
And how they justify it is because it's in the terms and conditions, which they keep updating every day. But nobody seems to realize that you can actually turn around and say, no, I would like to stick with the original agreement to which I signed for.
Yeah. It's complete. It's China, man.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And TikTok, another one. I was getting big on TikTok, 13,000 followers, and all of a sudden they cut me out because they said, you're sharing false information according to our community guidelines.
False information. More like the real shit.
Yeah, so
exactly.
Freedomizer Radio gives us that platform to speak, to speak out, because it's getting harder and harder to really get your words out there. You know?
So thank you, Proof Negative.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
And sorry, I missed your name.
Christina.
Christina,
right?
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Christina.
And thank you, Christina. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I've studied outside of, like, I've studied natural health for like 35 years, and one of the people that I've studied with, Dr. Robert Morse, he had over, I think he had about 600 videos on YouTube. He had so many followers, and they were doing so well. And during COVID, you know, he started telling the truth, and he started speaking up. He just had enough, and they have removed. They completely removed his channel, and he is a kind of man. But you know, because he was telling the truth about the medical establishments and everything going on, they just completely removed his channel.
They don't want you to know about that.
Yeah.
So, Joanna, I stopped. I stopped a few years ago posting my videos on YouTube. So I strictly do Rumble now. We do have a cartoon series.
Good.
That I do on a weekly basis on Rumble. So I sent you the link.
Awesome. Yay.
But
okay.
Yeah, I've had this cartoon since 2011.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Wow.
I think I had a glimpse of it last time we were on.
No, I've never seen this.
No, I did. I go snooping around. I'm the one more of the researcher. But
normally around this time we play the cartoon live on the show.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Cool. Right on. Well,
but how can we see the cartoon if it's a radio?
Christine and I are going to watch it live. Everybody else is going to listen to it.
Yeah,
pull
it up
on
you have
to tell us what they're doing. You have to narrate their movements.
Yeah, but we have to wrap it up right now ourselves. Right. We got to get going, so sorry. But
we
really love
hour,
hanging out
good.
With you guys, really. We have so much fun.
Yeah,
we're having so much fun with you guys.
Yeah.
If you remember Joanne Moretti, she's my Wednesday co-host.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know if you remember her or not from the old neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah, I heard of her. Yeah, I heard from her. I heard of her before. Yeah, it's been a while, though. It's been a long time.
Right. Actually, if you send us information, like say, who's your co-star on the days that we do, then we, obviously
well,
when
that's
we,
only Wednesday, so
when
Joanne's
finish up,
officially
when we
the
wrap
Wednesday
up, we
always.
Introduce you. And...
Yeah, Joanne
okay.
is with
uh-huh.
me always
oh,
on
awesome.
Wednesdays. That doesn't change. Like Christine is my Monday.
Okay, perfect.
All right. But you do Sunday as well?
No, I do Monday through Thursday. Everybody else has their own shows on the network.
All right, okay.
And
cool.
I yeah, and
awesome.
I just co-host
all right.
on Monday.
We'll give her a mention.
All right, well,
okay.
thank
awesome.
You so much.
Well,
where can
really
people find out more information
you
about you, Joanna? Joanna, plug your website
oh, just
one more
go
time.
To, yeah. Okay, go to Secure Creditor. That's SECURE. Creditor.com for the Silver Bullet Trust and secured creditor stuff. And for the crypto class, if you're interested in that, you go to soulcraftventures.com/classes. Okay? And
right.
That's pretty much it for now. Thank you so much.
Thank,
you
thank you,
Joanna.
Look out for the information on the website.
Okay. Bye for now, guys. Take care.
Catch
all right.
you later.
Bye-bye.
Love you
all. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
See you
Love
soon.
You. Bye-bye.
All right. So with that, it's time to play Mr. Broccoli. But Mr. Broccoli has the week off from the new show, but I wanted to show you last week's as well. So
okay.
If you have this week's available, we'll do this week's.
Okay. I've got the one Mike thinks he has ovarian cancer pulled up.
Correct.
Is that the one? Okay.
That's this week.
Right.
So Broccoli,
yeah,
man, like
it.
I said, he's on vacation this week.
Okay.
He did a lot of hard work at the border recently.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and count it down.
Yep. I'm ready.
So I would appreciate if anybody out there in Radio Land watches this Broccoli Man cartoon on Rumble, if you can leave a comment on there, because all the comments do help the algorithms, and that in turn helps more people see it. So we would appreciate that, and so would Mr. Broccoli. I'm sure the wiretap might not, but everybody else does appreciate. All right, so let me count down. One, action.
I am so glad we came here today. Yeah, we need to take care of this before it gets worse. But if Dr. Freddy says this is terminal, it will be his goal. Dr. Freddy always hooked me up when I had heart attacks after getting my Cobra's boosters. I tried to give blood yesterday. They said no one that got COVID gene therapy is allowed to donate blood. That is probably we bees as black and trans. Those transphobes is probably just afraid we are gonna give them to the trans. I just want to be able to vote for Michael Robinson Obama to beat Trump in the election. Yeah, I am sure he will need you for that. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
Hello, Mike. I was reading your charts. I know we have to give both of you your latest COVID boosters. Let me get your ambulances ready for when you have more heart attacks after I give you these boosters. Although I'm sure this will be purely a coincidence and not speculation or a conspiracy.
I understand.
Also, Mike, you had another issue you are having. By the way, I see you also need more hormone blockers and with two gene therapies.
Yes, doctor. My wife has been hurting lately. Malik has been trying to get me pregnant. I am pretty sure I have ovarian cancer. Every time I go pee, it feels like my uterus wall is not feeling right.
Okay, so first you need to sign these documents before I get your boosters. It says you agree not to sue Lysenica Pharmaceuticals or my office when you have another heart attack due to these gene therapies. It just explains you got these on your own and I am not responsible for all your deaths.
Okay, that is cool. We will sign your ish. Doctor, I have been trying to get a pap smear. I tried two other doctors and they told me to get the F out of the office. I need to make sure that a doctor can tell me my wife is healthy or if I have cancer.
I understand, son. Let me have a look-see at your WAP.
Why do you have to see my WAP? Can't you just tell me what to do or if I have cancer?
By the way, we are not sons. We are they slash them. I am a trans outlaw.
And I'm a travesty. I cannot be as a trans outlaw or else I would be called gay and will not get a stipend for being a trans.
Mike, do you have an ice cream cone getting in the way of me seeing a WAP? If that is the case, I will have to remove your ice cream cone so I can take a look at your WAP.
No, doctor. I do not want to lose my ice cream cone. I just want to take care of my ovarian cancer so I can get pregnant. Malika, I want to have a baby so that we can have an abortion after the baby is born.
Well, Mike, how long have you had this pain?
For about 3 weeks. Malik and I glued our ball sacks to the GMO King drive-thru to protest people eating meat. Someone got mad we would not get out of the way so they can order some wafers with cheese. When he came up to me and tried to pick me up, he noticed my glued my junk to the ground. He kicked me repeatedly in my kumquats.
If you want to keep your swimmies, it would be impossible for me to get inside there and check your female parts.
We're not females though, we're trans.
That is fair. However, having ovarian cancer and a uterus means you have female parts on your person. Mike, it just so happens your kumquats and ice cream cone are directly in front of any of these parts you may have.
Doctor, can't you just give me some prescriptions to get rid of my cancer instead? And then you can give me a pap smear.
I can do that, Mike. But I need to chop off your junk first.
Maybe I can get one of the illegals coming in from the Mexico border to give me a pap smear without having to chop off my junk.
Yeah, why are you being so difficult? No doctor wants to fix his ovarian cancer unless they lop off his junk.
That's right. Can't you just stick something up my butt and find anything that way?
Well, Mike, if you are a trans, then when are you going to be transitioning over?
Never. It is none of your business. Unless you are checking my ovaries and my uterus, it does not concern you.
Mike, I would like to help you. I have been your doctor for years. But you will have to let me remove your junk if you want me to check out your other behind that ice cream cone.
Can't you just cut just a little bit so you can see? There is no reason to have to take the whole thing off. That's right. They have needle and thread, you know. They even sell that at China Mart. I see it when I got my freedom microchip in my wrist.
Sorry, Mike, but it is impossible for me to check your ovaries and uterus wall while your junk is in the way.
Mike, it sounds like he is trying to politely tell us to leave and go across the Mexico border to have this done. Maybe we can go through California. Then we can tell them we are illegal so they can give us both Visa gift cards for $5,000 each.
Sorry, I'm unable to help you. I doubt you can find a doctor to review your lady parts without taking off your men's parts. But good luck on that and I wish you the best.
I just think CBs is afraid of a buzz making you catch trans. That is blatant discrimination. Come on, Malik. Let's book a flight to Mexico and see if we can find some squeaky high doctor to check my ovaries for cancer. I am tired of all this hate and discrimination for being a trans.
All right, I hope that was okay.
Yeah, it's pretty scary that mentality actually exists out there.
Do you think that's kind of true, how people might think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. People have lost their minds. And yes, they think that way. I mean, it's funny to listen to when those people go question people on the streets and you believe a man can get pregnant? And then the answers come up with, it's like, really? like, no, a man will never get pregnant. Never going to happen.
I like when they ask, well, why is it that you don't think that men can get pregnant? Is that because you're racist?
You're right. No, it's because I have a brain that works.
Hey, if anyone ever out there wants to milk a bull, go for it.
Just like the gay people who think, you know, that
gays for Hamas.
Yeah, that they're gonna welcome them with open arms. They'll welcome you, but they'll soon make sure that you depart.
I saw somebody once, Christina. So why do you think that Hamas will let you do drag shows in the Gaza Strip? Well, if they don't, that's because they were brainwashed by Trump and his MAGA Republicans.
Oh, people are so dumbed down.
Yes.
Honestly.
All right, so you ready for the last week's episode that you missed? Not by our choosing, because we were both physically here.
Yeah. Let me get back to it. All right, that is the ready to move Brandon feat?
Ready to remove Brandon, yes.
Okay. All right.
All right, so I am ready. All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
I am so done with Brandon. He is too white for me. And Hems is too old. It was pretty funny when he got off the stage and he was shaking hands with the ear.
I hate when he tells people to vote for Trump if they ask him a question. Maybe we want to vote for someone who is black.
I hope them is going to let Kamala Harris be as the first black lady to be president. I hope they'll let Michael Robinson Obama be president. We need to have the first trans person to be our president.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I heard all those something dark airs coming in from the Mexico border. Thems are now being put on city councils so thems can make more illegals to get legal status.
That is totally fair. We need to remove white people from society. Thems are too racist.
I know, right? I am so glad as black people are finally able to take over America.
I was so happy that Trump got sued by Letitia James for $351 million. Hems lied and said his Mar-a-Lago property was worth $400 million. But the judge said it was only worth $18 million. He should be arrested also for the fraud.
Trump should be arrested just for breathing. I hate everyone that thinks it is a good idea to vote for him.
I think everyone who is not black should be arrested and placed in FEMA camps. It is too bad FEMA camps do not exist.
I know. It's that racist broccoli dude. He don't understand our race. This something ducker just rips and suck. He is just upset that my birthing partner is trying to get me pregnant. No cap.
I want to punch Hems and Hems ballsack for beezing too white and not beezing LGBTQPHS+.
I heard that proof negative said Michael Robinson Obama should get arrested for mail fraud. It was not they's fault when Big Mike's junk was sloshing that one time on the Ellen show. I hate when that happens to me.
This Green Jones is too racist to vote for Michael Robinson Obama. Hems will only vote for white people.
Actually, I am supporting Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott. Neither of them are white. But what is important is they support our constitution.
Bleepy bigot. Them by snitches ain't even black.
Stats Malik. Thems ain't even black. They like Trump so they ain't even black.
Please. Tell me how that works. Your skin color changes if you vote for a certain person? Is that how Michael Jackson changed skin color?
You need to take that back right now and also put a scam on that face.
That's why I hate white peoples. They have to put race into everything. Not like us black people who are oppressed always by them.
Yeah. We would all be a lot better off if we separated peoples by skin color. This dude is probably thinking about how he can arrest us for talking on black.
Hey Mike. You know we can all see you, right? You are as white as Joe Biden.
Hey something bucker. You take that back right now and you best put a scam on that face.
I'm tired of this green gents arresting me for showing my junk to the kids.
Malik, there is one way you cannot get arrested for showing children your junk. Stop showing kids your junk.
That was very generous of you. How would you like it if I glue my ball sack to the McGMO drive-thru again and protested climate change?
Yeah, and I'm going to take a whiz and an electric fence to protest the National Guard doing border patrol.
Oh please. You guys do ahead and do that. Have fun with that.
If you were a good human being, you would listen to all the globalists and eat Z-Bugs. You would also own nothing.
Yeah. That's why Brandon made it legal to sleep in a tent on the street. So he does not own anything.
I am still allowed to have an apartment. Because I is black.
Yeah. We makes a lot of fat stacks because we get a black people's stipend.
At least I get a stipend for leasing a trans.
Mike, the people in the back want to know why if you are black, you do not qualify for a stipend for black people. Was there something wrong? What stops you from making all that money?
Listen here, you racist fool. You needs to shut up that face.
That's why I does not let Mike or any white peoples in my whip. I never let any white peoples in my car because white people's bees is too racist. And because I is black, I can go into any store I want and just walk out with anything that is less than $1,200. I need my four-finger discount.
You don't believe how much I stole at China March yesterday. Even though I make $5 million a year from the black stipend, I ain't finna waste my monies on buying stuffs. If the law says I can steal ish, then I am finna steal all the ish.
Malik, when you steal all the ish, it makes my ovaries get ready to make my eggs swim. Can you please run out to my press and help me get pregnant?
I would rather do it right on the side of the 405 freeway in rush hour traffic. It is legal as long as we are trans.
Sammy Willis should not be in trouble for cheating on her mans and then taking money from Brandon to arrest Trump. Thems are just going after Fanny Willis for beezing black.
I am so happy that a California Democrat wants to change the minimum wage to $50 an hour. Just think of how many things people can afford.
Yeah, all these young kids flipping burgers and then going out to buy the Lambo.
You do realize that if wages go up 5 times in value, the cost of living will also go up? It might even go up 6 or 7 times because everyone else will know you are making money. Also, lots of businesses would close because that minimum wage would mean less employees. Or sometimes no employees.
Then if they do not want to pay it, they should shut down. It is only fair that these businesses pay their employees.
That is why Go gets a four-finger discount. Anyone that owns a company should pay their fair share. I get mine's fair and square because I is black.
If you ain't work, we will make you go broke.
That's right, Malik. I can't wait to go home and make some cash money by doing a webcam on OnlyTrans.
Hey everyone. I do hope you are making sure you, your friends, and your family is not going woke. It is liberal policies that fail countries. Educate yourself. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. You can also go to the schedule on freedomizerradio.com and check out the other freedomists sharing lots of truth. freedomizerradio.com.
I would never go to freedomizerradio.com and definitely never ever go to the Proof Negative radio show. He thinks there are only two genders and only females can get pregnant. He also does not support Democrat policies and is against microchips and the New World Order. He even thinks Florida is bad for you and that communism sucks.
All right. Well, there's our...
Not a good
one. There's our quota.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that, meeting, Drew Anna and her, let's see, her husband. I guess they just have the one site together. I can't get into her Soulcraft Venture site. My computer's saying it's like bad or whatever. So they must be blocking it.
Yeah, I'll
have
a look later.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. But anyway. So
at this point, I'm not calling Trump a plant.
Yeah, I still don't. Yeah, because the only thing about Trump is, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't a politician, but I obviously, who knows? Because I mean, the way they're going after him sure doesn't seem like he's part of it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously it's hard to trust anybody these days. Honest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. As far as anybody, you know, anything that you see on TV or online or whatever,
I did see over the weekend that both Drew Carey and Bob Costas went full anti-Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so two more people I won't be following ever.
Oh, grief. I stopped. Honestly, all the Hollywood and all those people like that and the big – I don't ever hardly watch any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just – yeah, during COVID, I just got sick of all of it. I'm like, I can't believe all you guys have fallen for this, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, seriously, they just made me sick. I'm just like,
well,
I want
stopped
nothing
watching
to
television
do with them.
After all that COVID hysteria, and
yeah.
It seemed like every TV show, every commercial, they were really selling those scams.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I saw this yesterday in a restaurant with my wife. There was a girl, had to be maybe between 22 and 25 years old at the most. She wore a scam while she was eating, and she bent the straw to go into her mouth while the scam was on, and then she was eating French fries, putting them on the side of her scam. And all I saw was fries,
God.
And then we left, so I don't know if she ate anything else. But the funny part was not that. The funny part was that she let her nose be visible.
She just had her mouth covered up?
She had her mouth covered up by her scam, yes.
What is the... She's obviously hiding something. I mean, why would somebody do that?
But yeah, but you might not see. There's a lot of people that wear scams that wear them below their nose.
Well, I was at co-op yesterday, and the little gal checking me out, same age, she had her whole face was almost completely covered. I mean, she was little, and it was just like, you know, you could barely see her eyes, and she had all this hair. I'm just like, oh, good grief.
No, when you see them wearing the hats, and the sunglasses and the scam basically all the way up their face. You don't even see their face.
Yeah. Boy. Boy, have they done a job on...
Well, you know which direction that person's voting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No surprise there.
Yeah. That's scary. Scary.
Yeah.
Be on the clown ticket.
Yeah, but the thing is that they have just as much of a voting right as you do.
This is true. Yeah, it's true. If the elections were fair, that'd be, that'd be great. But we know they won't be. So where was it? Was it in, I don't think it was El Salvador. I guess it was Argentina. Is Argentina where they just did all, like, in-person ballots and they were very strict? I think that's where I saw that.
I think that was El Salvador because Argentina
won
a couple months ago. But El Salvador, the dude just won re-election last week.
Okay, well, then maybe it was them. And I was like, that's great. I mean,
well,
I like that guy.
The leader of El Salvador is bragging that El Salvador is the safest country in the West.
I mean, they've made a lot of progress towards that, right?
And they made Bitcoin their official currency a few years back. So when Bitcoin goes up, that country makes money hand over fist now.
Huh. President, what is it? Is it Bukele? Bukele or something like that?
I don't remember which way it's pronounced.
It's Bukele. I'm not sure.
Right.
So, but I listened to him at,
at CPAC?
Yes. Yeah. So, very interesting. That's the first time I had heard him speak, and I was kind of blown away. I was like, wow. So... it was a good speech. Good talk. Really good talk.
There was a huge protest over the weekend in Brazil with Bolsonaro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Saw that, too. I mean, that was a lot
election.
Of people. Well, and and Brazil's been in a bad way for a long time, too. I mean, pretty corrupt. So I hope, and Brazil was the one that they had a good guy that won, right?
Yeah,
was good. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's the one you're talking about. And then this guy, how did he get him out?
Bolsonaro won every state in Brazil except one, but somehow he lost.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. So, I was going to bring up last week, and you may already know this. Did you know that diamonds are the most common gemstone on Earth?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Diamonds really aren't that special. I mean, the jewelers can make them special with special cuts and stuff.
Well, that's what they said. No, they said in 1902, De Beers, they controlled 90% of the diamond market. And in 1930, the diamond demand declined. They convinced the range should be. So De Beers they basically had most of the diamonds, and they were holding them back. They were, like, making them appear to be rare and just releasing them little at a time. I mean, they were crooks. It's why they banned them. But I was like, I had no idea. I was watching, Bette David, and he has this little video on it. And I was like, this is crazy. But it was very interesting. So I don't know if most people know that. So diamonds, yeah. It's kind of crazy that they're priced the way they are. So, and I got to be honest with you, those lab-grown diamonds are beautiful.
I'd rather have silver.
I'm curious to see how they're going to hold up because people are buying them like crazy. The lab-grown, they're like, why would I pay $20,000, you know, for a 3-carat ring when I can get it for, you know, $5,000? So who knows? But let's see. I think, did I talk? No, we didn't. This was all stuff from last week. That's the stuff I had written down for last week. So hopefully there is a new chemical being used on crops. So it was registered in 1962 for ornamental plants only. So in this country, it was not ever meant to be used, you know, on crops that we eat. But it's, and I don't know, maybe you've heard of it, chloramquat?
No.
You ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
So it's a new pesticide. Well, it's not new, but they're just, it said the pesticide was linked to reproductive issues and found in 80% of Americans' wheat, oats, and barley imported from the UK, Canada, and European
okay.
Union. They were all treated with it. And it's now allowed, thanks to the EPA decision, to use it over here. So this is just, I mean, it's no wonder that so many people are sick in this country. Everything like this, the skies that they're just polluting every freaking day, especially with the coal ash thing now that we've found out. I mean, did you know about that, that if you ever see a gray? So they said that there's, I want to say 12 or 14 planes, that that's all they need to get this, like, to pollute, or that's how many they use to get rid of this stuff. And it leaves, like, instead of a white, you know, chemtrail like you see a lot, supposedly every once in a while you'll see a gray one. And that's coal ash. And they said it's super dangerous and bad. And they think it's staying up in the sky. I mean, how stupid are they? I mean, aren't they living on this earth too? Don't they realize? I mean, aren't all these people getting exposed to it too? That's what I don't understand.
Well, maybe in the military, they're not told what the ingredients are. They're just told to do it.
Well, I suppose that's true.
I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying it might be true.
Yeah, and that's what I keep saying. I said, we got to get to them. We got to get to the people flying the planes. We got to get to the places
well,
where they're taking off from.
At least one of the Rothschilds died today.
Yeah. I saw that. No. And let's see. I think we already, did we talk about the New York City trucker boycott?
Not
okay.
Not yet. I have some clips on it, but I only uploaded one. I'd like to at least play one. So
and
I'll
think,
play that right
yeah.
now.
Okay.
You got some of these truckers saying, you know what, we're not going into New York because of what happened to Donald Trump. If I'm just anybody living in New York and I see that headline and you hear what that woman said off the top of the show, should they be concerned?
No, not at all. Freightways has been around since 2017. We've covered dozens of quote-unquote boycotts and protests among truck drivers. They never amount to anything.
The trucker boycott of New York is working. You see here, this is a rep from Freightways, a shipping company. And of course he's going to diminish what is happening. But this is working. Prices are going up. Things are getting more expensive. And when people feel it in their wallet, they make changes.
Hell yeah, truckers. Don't deliver my damn thing.
Truckers, do you actually think you're irreplaceable? Like, this is capitalist America. You think that corporations are going to sit idly by while you boycott New York and affect their bottom line? No way. They will always find somebody else to do your job if you won't do it. Maybe even an immigrant. Oh, no! So go ahead and protest. There's always somebody else waiting in the wings for your job.
I'm the veteran biker. Okay. Facts over feelings. I don't care how you feel. I want you to know the truth. Sit down. This is where patriots watch YouTube. And there you saw Mimi saying the quiet part out loud. The replacement. This capitalist agenda. That truckers will be replaced. Oh, no. It'll be illegal aliens. Migrants. She's 100% correct. That is what is occurring. That is what is wanted by the regime. People have had enough. And the Democrats, the people on the left, the wackos like Mimi, just assume this is an easy replacement. Let's get Alejandro and Miguel to drive these trucks in and out of New York City. Well, Mimi, first and foremost, they don't have licenses. Secondly, probably can't pass a background check. Number three, now I know they're all doctors and lawyers.
Amen. Hallelujah. And boom shagalaka.
They might not be ready to drive a tractor trailer, to drive a 53-foot semi into the boroughs of New York. And I talked to a couple of truckers yesterday that there are ideas in place for truckers to avoid New York City, avoid New York. Apparently, it costs them over $100 in a toll just to go across the George Washington Bridge. So people are naturally avoiding that because the trucker pays for that. Fuel costs are going up. Mimi is going to feel this at the soy latte shop when she can't get her mocha chocolata and there's no supplies. There's not enough almond milk. There's not enough pecan juice for her to get her drink. That's what's going to happen. Will all trucks in and out of New York be shut down? No, I doubt it. There's going to be truckers that do go in and out, but the cost is going up. And we've got an update from Chicago Ray talking about that very thing.
Hey, folks, your old pal Chicago Ray here checking in. I just got off the phone with our broker that we deal with here, and he deals with, loads coming out of Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and the East Coast, New York City, Philadelphia. If you remember yesterday, I was telling you about a guy who refused a load, refrigerated load going to New York City. Well, this broker just told me he got 30% more for that load. For that same load that driver refused yesterday, he got 30% more from the receiver to get that load over there.
30% increase on goods and services overnight. Think about it. If your car payment went up 30%, could you keep driving it? If your house payment went up 30%, would you still be able to afford to live there? Property taxes go up 30%. What about your groceries if they go up 30%? Because that's what's happening. Cost of shoes just went up 30%. Clothing up 30%. School supplies up 30%. Eggs 30%. Everything's going up 30% overnight because of this boycott. Are they shutting everything down? No. But they just put the squeeze on a lot of people. And the squeeze is going to cause a ripple effect. Because a lot of these politicians, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Mayor Adams, this Judge Ingeron, they all are going to feel it. Because those people that they depended on them to vote for them going after Trump on this witch hunt now just lost 30% of their income for the same crap. Let that sink in. Percent increase. Now, under Biden, inflation's already went up 18%. So you tack another 30, things just went up 48%. I left one key element out of this whole dynamic. Fuel cost. Think about that. Fuel costs go up 30% overnight. So you're paying $4 a gallon for gas, and then it all of a sudden goes to $5.20 a gallon. Think about that. $1.20 increase per gallon overnight. Because the gasoline comes in these same trucks, too. And these illegals aren't certified to drive fuel trucks. Think about that, Mimi.
And the industry is really struggling from a significant downturn, and we're not going to see truck drivers give up the opportunity to make money simply because of some political stance that they want to take. We have covered, like I said, dozens of boycotts since 2017, and there has yet to be any issues of consumers getting access to goods. This is nothing more than social media noise. It's not going to have an impact, mark my words.
A trucker turns down a load to go into New York. Do you think that trucker's just going to sit for a couple of days and wait for another opportunity? Or do you think he's just going to get right back over to his broker and the broker's going to be like, well, I'll send you to Texas. I'll send you to Florida. I'll send you to Virginia.
This broker just told me he got 30% more for that load. For that same load that driver refused yesterday, he got 30% more from the receiver to get that load over there, refrigerated load, okay? So that means that driver probably another $400 in his pocket, cost of fuel to get over there. That load was gone in 5 minutes. It went off the board 5 minutes after he put it on.
Truckers don't need to wait for anything, and they don't need to bow down to New York. No. They don't. There are a handful that will, and we've seen those. And they're some of the, you know, maybe less patriotic type of truckers. But a vast majority support Donald Trump. They support America. They support the Constitution, justice system that is for them, for me, for you. Not this double standard that we're seeing in New York. That's what 99% of truckers are about. Everything going in and out of New York is going on a truck. Think about that. Everything around the United States is moving on trucks. Truckers are the backbone. They are the lifeblood of the United States. We need more of them. This should show we need more. We need a justice system that supports them, and they've just had enough. I've had enough. We've seen, or we are seeing, what's going on in New York. Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Judge Ingeron. You're seeing it in Georgia. Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade. You're seeing it everywhere. The justice system is rigged, and they're going after one individual. If Donald Trump was not running for president, do you think any of this would be happening? Probably not. But New York is feeling it. I want you to stay tuned to the next video that I'm putting out. We're going to talk a little bit about one of America's greatest businesses leaving the state of New York. Hit the like and subscribe button. This is the Veteran Biker. I'll see you on the damn road.
It could shut New York City down. And, you know, I don't want to hurt the people of New York. That's not what I'm trying to do. But my part in it, If New York just loses 10%, just 10% of the trucks that go in there, their prices are going to skyrocket on everything from milk to eggs to any type of goods that the consumer needs. And when that happens, it's going to cost everybody more money.
Good morning, Patriots. This is Trucker Jay. Let's talk about the New York City trucker boycott. Of course, overnight, liberals
all have become experts on the trucking industry. They all know logistics forward and backwards. Well, we're all going to lose our jobs. We're all going to be replaced by AI. Here's the thing. We have a deficit in this country of 85,000 truck drivers. You want to do AI? Bring it. We could use the help. But it's not going to happen in my lifetime. It's not going to happen in your lifetime. It's not going to happen in your grandkids' lifetime. And then you're going to say, oh, the illegals, they're going to take your jobs. Really? The illegals? They can't pass a background check, can't pass a drug screening, and then you got the language barrier? What insurance company is going to hire someone who cannot pass a background check? So anyway, truckers, you're safe. Those of you truckers who have to work, totally get it. You do you. No one's going to eat your lunch if you're not going to, you know, be part of the boycott.
Right, so that's one of the New York videos I have. I have three if you want to hear some other ones. I got actually two by J.P. Sears, so the other two if you want to hear J.P. Sears.
Did he talk about the supposedly the real estate investors wanting to leave New York too?
No.
It's just about the truckers? Okay.
Right. All right, so I'll go ahead and get this going here.
Okay.
This just in. Truckers for Trump are threatening to shut down New York City by boycotting deliveries to the city in support for President Trump after his very politically persecuted, suspicious ruling that says he has to pay New York City $355 million. Welcome back to the JP Rex Channel, my beautiful freedom-loving friend, where we like to call out the lies, hypocrisy, and corruption of tyrants and Satan, shine the light of awareness on woke absurdities, and highlight the amazing work of other freedom fighters. Now, a woke absurdity and the handiwork of tyrants would, in fact, be political persecution. We see it in other countries where, like, that is bad. And then some see it in this country, and some choose not to see it in this country. But in my opinion, it is happening, and they've gone after nobody like they've gone after President Trump. So, as you know, he was ordered by a communist judge in New York City, you got to pay $355 million for fraudulent business activity that a lot of people do in New York City. And that would be very damaging for President Trump. Yes, he's a billionaire, yet $355 million is certainly some decent percentage of his net worth. Hurt him as a person, potentially hurt his campaign. I wonder why they're doing it. But the people shall speak. I want you to know, people speaking, truckers, I love truckers. Just 2 weeks ago, a huge trucking convoy came through where I live in Dripping Springs, Texas, on their way to the border to protest peacefully, yet patriotically, what's going on at the border, which is an open border. I bet this New York City judge kind of supports the open border kind of thing. We saw the Freedom Convoy truckers in Canada massively protesting the tyrant Justin Trudeau. And now truckers that are set to have deliveries in New York City, many are saying, nope, we're not going to deliver to New York City. Why? Because we want to make a difference. We want this to be a demonstration calling out the corruption that is trying to politically persecute this president that we support in his 2024 campaign. So you can see the New York Post headline, Trump supporting truckers vow their boycott could shut New York City down after $355 million fraud ruling. You got to think about this. And I'll show you the main trucker who's many are crediting as organizing this. I'll show you a short video of his in a second. But first, what could this do to New York City? If you think about the city, there's millions of people. And now with all the illegal immigrants, there's many more millions of people. How much food is grown in New York City to feed those millions of people? Approximately zero. All living essentials, food otherwise, are shipped into New York City via trucks. So if there is a massive enough trucker boycott, would it get the attention of the city officials? Would it get the attention of the corrupt puppet masters that are maybe orchestrating this political persecution of Trump? Yes, it could definitely get their attention. Would they give a crap enough to do anything about it? I don't know. Would they back down? I don't know. For all I know about them, they could probably care less if 20 million people in New York City starve to death. They'd probably be like,
dude, that's great. Like, we were trying to do that kind of thing anyway, and now it's like convenient enough done for us. This is great. But I just share that because the potential impact of Trump supporting truckers' protest could have, it could be an immense impact. But before we get more into the story, we have to check out, what does the Babylon Bee have to say about the situation? New York City teachers worry trucker boycott could delay shipment of gay porn to schools. It's pretty good. Meanwhile, in New York City, you see more illegal immigrants attacking New York City police officers. So what does New York City do? Well, Mayor Eric Adams, probably, I think is his name, says, okay, here's what we're going to do. These people are here illegally. Yes, we said we're a sanctuary city, but they're routinely assaulting police officers, committing crimes. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give them $10,000 each of taxpayer money, mind you, on a debit card.
Oh,
we're not going to check their IDs. We'll have no restrictions on that $10,000. And the debit cards, and we'll have no fraud control. Like, how could you? Hey, here's a $10,000 debit card. We don't need to see an ID. Cool. Maybe I'll come back tomorrow and get another $10,000 debit card. What would stop people from doing that? Answer, nothing. So they probably will do it. Have fun spending all your taxpayer money, New York City. So that's what they're doing to help the city, as they also politically persecute President Trump, which is also hurting the city, not just in the potential, like how it could devastatingly impact New York City, in my opinion, in a beautiful attention-raising awareness kind of way, but there's also other ways it's going to negatively impact New York City. I'll get to those in a minute. But first, here is an Instagram video from Chicago Ray, who is the trucker who is credited as being the first to have the idea for let's not do deliveries to New York City, as a demonstration of support for President Trump while protesting what really appears to be the political persecution of him.
Hey folks, your old pal Chicago Ray. I've been on the radio talking to drivers for about the last hour 15 minutes. I've talked to at least 10 drivers going the other way. I'm heading down from South Wisconsin. They're going to start refusing loads in New York City starting on Monday. All right? I got about 3 drivers that I drive with. They already vibrated the boss and told them they ain't going to New York City. So I don't know how far across the country this is or how many truckers are going to start denying loads to going to New York City. But I'll tell you what. Around and find out. We're tired of you motherfucking leftists with Trump, okay? Motherfuckers are starting to get tired of this shit. Our bosses ain't gonna care if we deny the loads. We'll just go somewhere else, all right? You know how fucking hard it is to get into New York City with one of these motherfuckers? Man, fuck that, all right? I don't wish nothing on nobody, but by what I'm hearing, this is real. We'll see. You know, leave Trump alone with the bullshit. Alright? You know you ain't got shit on Trump.
He's got a way with words, doesn't he? He's a bit of a poet, a linguist. I like it. But man, just hearing his passion and his care in his voice, and of course I love the swearing because it's just fun and entertaining, but also conveys the passion. It makes me love truckers more. Like, what is it about these people that makes them so patriotic that they would go down to the border, that they would do this for Trump and protest in New York, that the Canadian truckers would devote their whole winter to protesting Justin Trudeau and his safe and effective mandates that violate all freedoms of Canadians? I don't know, but I freaking love truckers. By the way, little shout out of appreciation. Most of the stuff that you use every day, you would not have unless there were truckers doing the labor of getting it from point A to point B where you be. Now, how else might this Marxist judge ruling that says, President Trump, you are the political rival of my political party, therefore I will persecute you, I will find you guilty of what I want you to be guilty of. How else might that hurt New York City, aside from how it could be absolutely devastated from this trucker boycott that New York City brought on itself? Here's something interesting. Grant Cardone, you may have heard of him. He runs a $4.5 billion hedge fund. Here's what he posted on Twitter. I'll show you a few of his posts. And he's coming from a just business perspective, not even political. He says that in some other places. Cardone Capital just started to research real estate investments in New York, believing it was time to get into the market. After the overreach by the judge in the Trump case and penalties imposed of $355 million, I told the team, do not waste time in New York. We will 2X our efforts in Florida, Arizona, Texas, Tennessee. Interesting. So he basically says, wow, there is a penalty for doing business in New York if you don't toe the line of the thought police there. The penalty for Trump is $355 million fine. And here's someone who runs, Grant Cardone, runs a $4.5 billion hedge fund saying, we were going to be making some major real estate investments in New York City. Guess what? Too risky, just from a business perspective. Because look at this precedent of New York City penalizing a man for doing business in New York City. By all accounts, doesn't seem like he really did much wrong. Maybe he didn't do anything wrong. I think innocent until proven guilty. By the way, you say the judge said he's guilty. I don't believe that this judge saying that proves he's guilty. A follow-up tweet from Grant Cardone. Real estate projects in Illinois, New York, New Jersey, and California now carry too much headline risk for pension funds, lenders, and public REITs. This will result in accelerated decline in property values, escalating an increase in loan defaults. Hurts the economy in New York City. This could roll over to regional banks and worse pension funds who have invested heavily in these projects. Trump ruling of $355 million is precedent threat to all real estate investors, homeowners, banks, and pension funds in the USA. So based on what Grant Cardone is saying is the leftist political persecution of Trump isn't just hurting Trump. It's hurting everybody in New York City who is a property owner. Last tweet from Grant Cardone. Let me get this right. New York City is rewarding illegal immigrants with credit cards, debit cards, Grant. $10,000 debit cards. Mayor Adams says, we're just going to give these to people. Don't show us your ID. We're not going to, like, you can go to the other line and get another one right away if you want, because we're not doing ID. New York City is rewarding illegal immigrants with credit cards to live, and the same week makes it illegal for Donald Trump to do business in the city he was born and contributed to his whole life. So a major investor like Grant Cardone says, New York City, I'm out. This is just, it's too much risk for me. You're setting a precedent of what you will do to business people who don't toe the same political line that you do. I think in this respect, Grant Cardone seems to be spot on. I will be paying attention to the trucker delivery boycott in New York City. It's very interesting to me. Could it be as potent as the Bud Light boycott? Will it get the tyrants to somehow back off President Trump? Will it at least get some kind of public acknowledgement? Or will the tyrants just cross their arms and say, we don't care how the people of New York City are hurt. Bring in more illegal immigrants to hurt them for all we care. Let me know what you think in the comments. And, my dear friends, I appreciate you watching this video. I'll look forward to seeing you on the next one. But first, here's a special message not brought to you by New York City. All right, sir. Do you know why I pulled you over?
No idea. I don't think I was speeding.
It's that Trump 2024 sticker. In New York City, that's a felony now.
New York City? This looks like Texas.
Ah, don't ruin the video now. But here in New York City, it is both illegal to be Trump or to support Trump.
That's illegal?
Yep. Mayor Adams has outlawed Trump and anything to do with him. It's a first-degree felony now.
That seems pretty unconstitutional.
I see you have Florida plates. What are you doing here in New York City?
Well, I'm a trucker for Trump, as you can probably see by my semi. You see, I'm boycotting making deliveries to the city to protest Trump's political persecution where the judge ordered him to pay $355 million.
You're refusing to make deliveries in New York City?
That's right, 10-4.
Well, if you're not making deliveries here, then why are you here?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense. Seems like you should be anywhere but here.
I never really thought about that. I guess it just seemed like being here to not make deliveries here would be the right thing to do.
Well, for your offense of using words and your own beliefs to support Trump, I'm going to have to write you a ticket.
For how much?
5 years in prison.
5 years in prison?
Yeah, but it's not that bad because after 5 years in prison, you'll be able to stand trial before receiving your actual prison sentence.
Do you actually think that's right?
Nope, not at all. But you see that surveillance cam up there?
Yeah.
That there feeds right into Mayor Adams' office. And if I don't enforce his new policies, then they put me in prison and execute my family.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, well, I'm told it helps keep New York City the greatest city on earth.
Oh my gosh, that man is attacking a woman!
Yeah, he sure is.
Are you gonna do something?
Well, you see, that there man pummeling that woman in the face, very viciously, I might add, he is an illegal alien, and she is a citizen of New York. And you see, Mayor Adams has made it a crime for us to stop crime that's being perpetrated on citizens of New York by people who are illegally here. Sanctuary city kind of thing.
He's beating her to a pulp. You're the police. Do something.
Oh, right. Excuse me, sir. I have a debit card worth $10,000 for you, funded with taxpayer money. Oh, and because I'm not checking your ID, because that would be illegal here in New York, you can just go get another one in about an hour or so. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's nice to see them beating up a woman for a change. Usually they're attacking us police officers.
And you just let them?
Yep, Mayor Adams has made it a crime for us to stop crime. Crime is fully legalized here in New York now. For medicinal purposes.
Yet him and his leftist buddies have made doing legal things, like in Trump's case, conducting business, a crime.
Yeah, that appears to be the case.
Well, that's why me and my trucker friends are doing this delivery boycott to help put an end to this insanity.
What's your boycott actually going to do?
Well, you know how New York has a population of about 10 million people?
Well, with all the sanctuary city illegals, it's a lot higher than that, cowboy.
Right. So a city with a population well over 10 million. All those people need food, right?
Affirmative.
And do you know how much of that food is actually grown in New York City?
I've never really thought about that. Maybe 30%?
None. Zero. It's all trucked in and delivered.
Oh.
So with our delivery boycott, the corrupt authorities who are ruining the home of citizens with their lawless corruption will have no choice but to listen and back down as a threat of over 10 million people starving.
Well, I hate to break it to you, kid, but I don't think that'll bother him.
No. Over 10 million people could starve to death.
Well, between you and me, I kind of think that's what they want.
Really?
Yep.
Like they truly care that little about law-abiding citizens?
I think it's less about how little they care and more about how much they hate.
Whoa. New York is f***ed.
That's correct.
Hey, trucker for Trump, you're a fascist! And police, I hate you! You're making the streets terribly unsafe! Defund the police, you scumbag! Defund the police! Defund the police! Defund the...
Are you allowed to just shoot people like that? Looked like a zombie to me.
It did, didn't it?
Affirmative. The city's going to hell. Hey, where's your next stop?
Florida.
Would you mind taking me there?
Well, I guess, but don't you have...
Just get me the hell out of here.
Yes, sir.
Take me to Florida.
Hey, if you're a freedom lover, you know that freedom starts with your health. It's the ultimate freedom, and that's why I am...
Sorry, I was talking through the mute button there.
Oh, okay.
So that was the J.P. Sears portion of the show.
Yeah, that was good. And he did bring up the thing about Grant Cardone. So
right.
That's what I was, yeah, I saw that the investors are like, you know, why would we stay here? If you're going to do it to Trump, you're going to do it to us if we don't, you know, follow your political views. So.
Yeah, my favorite was when Kathy Hochul, the governor, told the businesses, you don't have to worry. We're just doing this to Trump. We're not doing this to you.
Oh, how stupid they are.
Well, they can get away with it, though, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they seem to be getting away with it, that's for sure. I mean, and how is – I don't understand how Nikki Haley is still running. She must have a ton of money. Somebody must be putting money behind her.
not anymore. The Koch brothers announced they're not funding her anymore because she's not even close to a victory.
Exactly. I'm like, when is it going to stop? She just keeps going.
Yeah, she hasn't won one state yet.
Yikes. I was trying to find, there was an article somewhere. Where did that go? About...
Yes, so Nick, while you're looking, Nikki Haley's goal is to get Democrats to vote for her. That's her goal because the Republicans said that they're not voting for Nikki Haley. So I don't know how that's going to work. She thinks she's going to get the Democrat vote against Brandon or Gruesome or Kamala or Michael Robinson Obama, who's a very nice lady.
Yeah. Right. What was I going to bring up? I don't know if you know anything about these. You might already know, but I just happened upon a video about robots harvesting food.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
I am floored. So I'll have to share the video with you.
Okay.
So basically, they have developed, numerous companies have developed different types of robotic machines that are literally removing weeds. They're clipping strawberries when they're fresh, tomatoes. They're literally replacing humans, you know, regarding like harvesting and growing and stuff. They're truly replacing humans. And I'm trying to figure out what companies are doing this. But so far, all it keeps popping up is it's giving me the name of the companies that's producing the robots. So I'm wanting to know what companies are using the robots to harvest their food. Because I just, you know, at some point, plants are living things. And I believe that they almost need a human interaction, good human interaction, not the kind that poisons them and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm wondering if these plants will stop flourishing if they don't have any contact with, like, humans and just are bombarded with these robots walking around. And, I mean, you should see all the stuff they got going on, the stuff in the fields. I mean, on this video, they make it look like this great, fantastic thing that it's saving, like, you know, people from being exposed to stuff and having to do the really nasty work with, like, I understand, like, cotton and stuff like that, but they've done away with, I mean, humans don't harvest cotton anymore, I don't think. Mm-hmm. You know, I know they have machines for that, but I was just kind of shocked. They have lasers. They have these one machines that go through fields and shoot down laser beams to kill weeds.
Oh.
It's pretty interesting. But I just don't like where all this is going. So they're going to, as always.
Think that they don't need us.
I know, exactly, as always, you know, they just go nuts with this stuff. But, and the last thing I wanted to bring up is, have you ever heard that orange pills are good to put in gardens as natural pest control?
I know that there's a bunch of uses for orange peels, but I'm not too familiar with that, but I could understand because they are kind of tart.
So, I didn't know that.
That makes sense.
Because I juice oranges every day, and I'm thinking, This is awesome. I can take my pills and I can go lay them in my garden and maybe it'll keep some of them away. I had never heard that before, but it's supposedly a natural pest control. So pretty interesting. And I'm going to share that. I'm going to have to send you that video on those robots, though, because that was just...
Okay.
Not something I expected. Yeah, it seems like the more Democrats do, though, it seems like the more people start coming over to Trump's side.
Yeah, I really don't think that's on purpose, and I feel as though that I would know if there was a rug pull for us.
I just, Letitia James and Fannie Willis, man. I hope they get what they deserve. I mean, all of them. And what's the one guy's name? Is it Jackson or
Jack Smith?
Yeah, or Jack Smith, yes. I mean, it is just, what has been, and the judge, I mean, what is going on is just, they all need to be removed. Because you can't tell me that this isn't about personal feelings. We all know
I just,
it is.
At some point, I just feel as though it is so blatant and so bad that I could see why you would think it was made up. But if it was made up, I feel like it is so bad that they can't even hide it.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was a fake, and Trump was on the side of them, it wouldn't be this blatant, is what I'm trying to say.
That's, yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, nobody, that's what, you know, I'm not saying Trump's an angel, but I'm like, what has he done to truly hurt anyone? I mean, somebody please call us and tell us. I mean, he hasn't. I mean, what has he done to anyone? I just don't understand the hatred for him. I guess people can't deal with his ego. You know, and people that can't deal with his ego, you know what? That just means you have one too. It's like, get over other people's egos. I mean, learn that if it's going to bother you, it just means, you know, you need to deal with yours and get rid of it. Just, I don't know. But I think a problem with part of the older community that don't like him, I think it's just they watch too much news, you know, and they're brainwashed with the information, with the lies.
Yeah.
So. I mean, my dad today, he thinks that Trump avoided paying taxes on his assets in New York.
Still?
That's what he believes he did. I said, no, Dad, that's not what the fine's about. But that's what he thinks. So I said, you got to stop watching CNN and all this. I said, you can't watch that stuff. Please. It's all lies. And I said, tell me what.
I just can't believe people still buy into that.
I know. And that's what I can't believe is who, I mean, you've got to know that all these people, the wealthiest people in this country, they know how to not pay taxes. they know how to invest their money to not do it. I mean, I would do the same thing. So, I mean, I don't want to pay taxes. I mean, I want to help people, but I don't want to pay taxes to this crooked government. They don't do the right things with, you know. I want my money to actually go help, like, friends and family members. They can't afford health care and food and stuff. I want to help them. I don't want to help these. I'm sorry. I don't want to help these freaking Chinese people, men, all these migrant men coming in over here. Just ridiculous.
Well, we are about to get the 90-second buzzer here. So any last words before we start packing up?
Yeah. Instead of giving the $10,000 to the migrants, give it to our elderly that need it. A whole bunch of them could use it. That's for sure.
All right, well, we did it again.
Woohoo. At least I was glad we got on this week. Did you figure out what was wrong last week?
No, it was just down. That's all.
It was just down? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then our phones were down, so obviously stuff was going on last week.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Christina. We'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you for being
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Dave.
Everyone else, we will be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Boots.